great football broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with a New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the final Friday night of the high school football regular season. We are ready for football action in Axtell as the Wildcats take on the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer, engineer Stacy Johns, and doing the color tonight is Jeff Babel. Glad to have him along with us as well as we get ready for tonight's matchup. And Jeff, as we talk here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, this is a game that is not the magnitude of what we saw last night, but it does have meaning, especially for Kennesaw, probably needing to win this game to get into the playoffs. And these two teams are really removed from where they have been. Kennesaw was talking about winning a state championship last year, and now they need to win tonight just to make the playoffs this year.
Well, right now they're sixth, Doug, right ahead of that bubble, so they'd be about 26 in power points. If they lose, by all mass, they'd be just below that cutoff line. Kennesaw, a team that might be relying on Cliff King, Kansas, but like you said, team last year that had so much potential and had a deep run in the playoffs. This year, they lost their best player, Schnitzler, and then this year they lost another Schnitzler, and then they had a couple of players not go out. So Kennesaw was definitely a completely different team than what we saw them last year. So although they didn't quite live up to their hopes, their expectations, they're still likely going to get in the playoffs. They do need to win tonight to do so. But Kennesaw, this is something you can build off a down year, but you still made the playoffs. That's still a good season.
And we'll hear that in our coaches' interviews coming up here in just a little bit with Coach Brian Becker and Craig Schnitzler, especially for Kennesaw. A lot of young kids out there, not a lot of seniors on the team. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We remind you that Kearney High in North Platte is currently going to air on ESPN 1460. Not nearly as many C&D games tonight. Most of them were played last night. And we saw some good ones, and we'll talk more about that as the night moves along. But right now, we'll take a timeout. Remind you, you're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll hear from the head coaches, Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw and Brian Becker of Axtell.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors. From Fairbanks International, with 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready for the final football game of the regular season as Kennesaw travels to Axtell. We're talking with the head Blue Devil, Craig Schnitzler. And, Coach, thanks for the time. And I know as you go into Week 8, this is not what you expected as far as the year to go. A lot of injuries, and it sure is a lot different than where you were last year.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's different territory for us, and we've had some things we've had to battle through as far as injuries and so forth, but you know, we got some young kids that are getting a lot of playing time, and hopefully going into next season, and that will pay off for us. But you know, tonight's game, if we with a win, we can get into the playoffs, and so that's our main goal at this point.
And you just kind of touched on it, Craig. Only 4 seniors that were even on the roster to start the year off last year's great football team. And any playoff experience should be able to roll over for the next couple of seasons.
Right. right. And so that's, you know, that's what we've been talking to the kids about. You know, this is an important game to get us into the playoffs and get that experience and to carry it through to next year, because we feel we've got a good group of kids now, and we've got a good group coming up.
Well, and again, your schedule wasn't going to be easy to start the season, and then not only were you getting injuries, you got them during the game, you have to make adjustments on the fly here. You're not that deep. The roster isn't huge with the number of kids out. How have they handled it? How have the coaches handled it?
Well, it's been difficult at times, but I think the kids have done the best that they can and to adapt. We've had kids in multiple positions throughout the season with kids going down. Like you said, you know, we don't have a lot of depth. We've got 18 in uniform right now, and we'll be in 17 tonight for Axtell game. And so it doesn't give you a lot of room. There's not a whole lot of kids to look for on the sidelines. And so it's been difficult at times, but the kids have responded, and they've stepped up and done a great job for us.
Talking with Kennesaw coach Craig Schnitzler here on Classic Hits. Who's had a chance to shine because of all of this?
Yeah, I think some of our linemen have grown up. As far as that goes, Isaiah McChesney, I think, probably is the one I've noticed the most stepping up at IBAC. He's not a real big kid, but he's a tough kid, and he's done a really nice job of carrying the load offensively for us. And you know, up front, Carson Woodman's getting better. Jake Brunk, who's a new one to the front, has shown great improvement. So, you know, those type of kids that have not been in a varsity role until this season have shown good improvement. And so we just hope that continues.
Craig, how much is the play calling had to be reined back? Maybe I would have assumed it was going to be reined back because you had so much versatility with the situation on offense last year, but how much does it limit what you can call this year?
Well, we're definitely not as deep in the playbook as we've been in the past. We just, you know, with the kids we've got and what they can handle, we've tried to give them less and practice more on those things and just try to get better and execute the plays that they can execute. And so, yeah, it's we're not deep on it, and we, you know, we try to simplify things to make it easier for them and to help them be successful.
Talk with Kennesaw football coach Craig Schnitzler here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Taking on Axtell on the road tonight. They've also had their problems so far this year, but what do you see from them?
Well, I see a team that's improved throughout the season. Their backs are running hard, and their line's getting better, and they create some problems. They've had success running the ball. They've had success in their spread formation. So, you know, they're a young ball club, I believe, as well, and I've seen a lot of good things from them.
What are you going to be looking for here early on, Craig, to make sure that you guys can kind of get off to a start you wanted? Because obviously playing two state-rated teams the last 2 weeks, the offense hasn't probably been able to get a whole lot done.
No, we've kind of been in a stalemate the last 2 weeks. And the biggest thing that will be important to us will be our front five. They've got to get off the ball. They've got to give us open some holes up and allow our backs to have some success. And I think if we can do that, we can build with confidence throughout the game and move the football. And that's been a concern, you know. Against Amherst, we scored 6 last week. Against Shelton, we didn't score at all. And we've been known for an explosive offense, and so it's been a little bit frustrating. But I think it's important that our front plays a good game and can control the line of scrimmage.
Take me through maybe your defense, because it does look like Sis might be, you talked about Axtell improving. It looks like they might be able to chuck the ball a little bit with the two sophomore quarterbacks. They've kind of settled it down to Sis here, and he's got a good arm on him.
Yes, he does. He's throwing well, and the receivers are catching the ball. And you know, that's an area that we've got to do a really much better job than we did last week, and that's guarding receivers, making some plays, get some knockdowns, and possibly get an interception here or there. So it's going to be important that our secondary plays well and we can get a pass rush on their quarterback.
Craig, finally, special teams could come into play in a game like this here, especially if you're putting them new kids on offense and defense. You're probably also trotting some new kids out there to try to block on special teams or to kick the ball or receive the ball.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, every week it's we're making a new depth chart on special teams and just kind of piecing the puzzles together. And you know, it's going to play a big part. We've got to cover well both on punt and kickoff, and then we've got to get some yards of our own in the special teams game.
All right, Craig, let's see if we can get the Blue Devils into the playoffs tonight. We wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you, Doug.
That's Kennesaw head football coach Craig Schnitzler with us here on Classic Hits. We'll come back and talk with Coach Becker of the Axtell Wildcats after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Airflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show on this Friday night, the final game of the regular season here on Classic Hits. And we're joined by Axtell Wildcat football coach Brian Becker as they get ready to take on Kennesaw tonight. And, Coach, at the end of the season, everybody gets some bumps and bruises, but it looks like both the teams tonight pretty well banged up. Let's look at your team and tell me how this has affected the way your season has kind of gone here with as many kids as you've got standing on the sideline.
Well, we've had off and on just lots of different injuries. We had some coming into the season, and then we had a few during. And so we've had to have a lot of kids come up and play, and any younger kids filling in, which, you know, in the future helps out. But sometimes that inexperience hurts you. At one time, we had three of our seniors who play a lot of football for us all on the sidelines. So that kind of took away some of our leadership out on the field. The last few games, we've got a couple of those kids back that were injured. We still have three that are out for the rest of the season. But, you know, we've played pretty well the last 2 weeks. We were able to beat Wilcox Hildreth. We played pretty tough against Amherst for about 2.5 quarters. And so I think the kids, you know, that time of taking some bumps and bruises and getting some experience have kind of come around.
As you take a look, and there wasn't that many seniors to begin with out there, it's always tough to look at that silver lining and go, you know what, a year or two, this is really going to help us because these seniors in this year's class, they want to win too. And it looks like, as you just mentioned, after really being hit there in the middle of the season when you played Shelton and Lawrence Nelson, the kids still have a lot of fight in them.
Yeah, they do. And you know, and we've been playing pretty physical of late, which has helped us, and we've taken some great challenge. And we know who we're playing this week. You know, they've had a lot of injuries too, but they've had some kids step up here, and, you know, and they're getting better all the time too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your football team. One name that really stands out here on both sides of the football is Dakota Klingsborn. He's kind of been maybe the guy you've been able to really rely on this season.
Yeah, he's a pretty fast kid. Early in the year, he's just real tentative, but the last three games or so, he started to kind of hit his stride. You know, he had over 150 yards 2 weeks in a row, getting some great blocking up front. Our kids are kind of gelling up there after having some kids spend some time on the injured list, and now we've kind of solidified that front five better, and so the holes are better for him, and he's running more downhill, and he's trusting those blocks that sometimes weren't there before.
We're talking with the head football coach at Axtell and Brian Becker. Coach, obviously, we saw you way back at the beginning of the season on opening night taking on Pleasanton. How have you seen, despite the injuries, this team grow? And I guess mainly what's different about the way this team is playing now than what you had on opening night?
Well, I think right now we just play more physical on both sides of the ball. You know, we went up to Pleasanton. We didn't do much pushing around offensively there, and they just kind of slugged us around on our defense and kind of did what they wanted. our kids now have kind of found their own neutral ground. You know, we're getting a better defensive push and up front. We're making cleaner blocks. We're getting better holes to run through. And there's a lot less mistakes being made throughout the course of the game.
You also were kind of experimenting with using a couple of quarterbacks. It looks like maybe you've settled a little bit more on Parker to take those snaps. How has that move went for you?
Well, and that's what we were looking for. We just need to know who was going to be the one, you know, to take that role on. And so, you know, both players, you know, have progressed as the year went, which is what we wanted. And Parker has kind of come around, and of late, you know, he's done a real good job of leading our team. You know, and he has some areas that he needs to improve in. There's some things in the passing game and things, and being a young quarterback, sometimes he locks in on one guy and doesn't always see the whole field.
Brian Becker, head football coach at Axtell, is with us right now here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We knew this kid was going to be solid, and even for just being a sophomore, but Cody Nickel by far leads you defensively here. Talk about how his season has went.
Well, and you know, Cody, he played full-time last year as a freshman too, and so we knew he was the anchor of our defense. He can come off blocks and make a lot of plays, and he's always around the football, and he just has a great nose for it. And he's been that for us. He's been our defensive guy in stops. And when we need stops, he seems to come around and get them for us most of the time. And it just, you know, other teams have to account for him. And sometimes that gets us some single blocking in other places that other guys then get better opportunities to make the play.
And, Brian, I suppose at the beginning of the year, there would have been a lot of people that would have thought this game tonight wasn't going to mean a whole lot. Kennesaw ranked in the top five, and you being as young as you were, but funny how things work out. And maybe a win tonight might even give you another game next week. What can you tell us about Kennesaw and what you're looking at from them?
Well, and we know, you know, they're going to load it up, and they're just going to try to run over you. They've got a pretty big front line. They've been hurt by injuries in the backfield, but you know they've got kids who are just willing to run hard behind those big linemen, and you know, and they've only won two games, but they've played a difficult schedule as well, and I think they've got a really good shot, you know, of still making the playoffs on points.
Well, the football season, final Friday night game here, and Coach, we will look forward to seeing a competitive ball game tonight. Like you said, the kids have come out. They put some points up the last couple of weeks, and looks like they want to finish the season on a high note.
Yeah, that's where we want to leave things at the end.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
That's Brian Becker. He's the head football coach of the Axtell Wildcats, and we'll be back to Axtell with tonight's starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Rosen, or visit us online at crawlagency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Jeff Fable with you. And, you know, you can do all you can, Jeffrey, my young protege, but you always got to go down and talk to those coaches before the ball game, because we have learned that for Axtell tonight, a key injury to one of the top players on this team, even though he's just a youngster, and that is Cody Nickel, their 5'8", 200-pound sophomore, injured yesterday. He's in a boot today. One of those things that
maybe if this game really was a big-time football game to get deep into the playoffs, they'd think about maybe using him in a certain spot, but they told him no. They want him to hang out, let it heal up, and get ready for the next sports season, and that is a big, big loss. I mean, when you're talking about two teams that don't have a whole lot of kids suited up to begin with, that's a big loss.
Yeah, and like you had said, with that, you don't want to further the injury. You know, if this was a playoff game or a chance for Axtell to get to the playoffs, there's a pretty good chance you'll see Nickel out there. But like you said, there's another sports season coming. He's just a sophomore. You don't want to further the injury and, you know, make him out for the whole athletic year. Just sit him out here. You know, he'll be there on the sideline cheering his guys up, and he'll be back. He's just a sophomore, so bright future ahead for Cody, the 5'8", 200-pounder.
So they'll be moving Dallas Johnson into that fullback role, and then you will see Adam Lundeen playing some of the tight end position tonight, and they will make a couple of other position moves out there. Colton Maxwell, I believe, also is going to stand in there. Maxwell may start, actually, at the fullback position, and then you'll see Johnson come in there in his place. So big change there tonight for Kennesaw. They've been banged up long enough that they kind of know who's going to be missing. And at, when it comes to injuries, these teams are really banged up this season. And when you look at Kennesaw, Jeff, there's no doubt that if they completely stayed healthy, they're going to have a lot more wins than what they have right now. And it started on opening night for them against Pleasanton and just hasn't got any better. I mean, they are missing Trevor Burr, the starting quarterback at the beginning of the year, both Preston and Austin Schnitzler, and Zach Edwards, one of their biggest offensive linemen. I mean, four of their very top players, only 17 kids are suited up tonight for the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
Yeah, and 17, granted it's 8-man, but that's still, that's only 9 reserves, and you already have 4 injuries. If you get a couple more here, you're going to really be testing your depth if you're Kennesaw. And Kennesaw, likely, if they can pull off a win here, Doug, will be in the playoffs. So you don't want to, another injury would just really hurt you down the road. So Kennesaw looking to stay healthy tonight. Could be kind of tough, though. It's going to be a physical game. Axtell likely not in the playoffs, so they're going to try and keep Kennesaw from them. So they'll be playing really hard tonight, Doug. So Kennesaw can't just be expecting to win tonight. They need to go out and earn it.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Kennesaw Blue Devils, the center is number 44, a 225-pound sophomore, Carson Woodman. At guard, number 25, 205-pound sophomore, Jake Brunk. And number 50, 230-pound senior, Evan Uden. At the ends tonight, number 33, 170-pound sophomore in Dylan Sugar. And number 24, a 180-pound senior, Colton Blankenship. The fullback is number 62, 165-pound senior in Jacob Ponich. The I-back is number 11, 155-pound junior Isaiah McChesney. And the quarterback, number 10, 175-pound sophomore, and that is Keaton Harpum. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Craig Schnitzler, assisted by Brandon Jacobitz and Chuck Rowe. They are 2-5 on this season. As we told you, they have really been banged up. They won the opening game of the season against Pleasanton, and they also defeated Wilcox Hildreth. But the rest of the teams that they have played on the season have at least 5 wins going in to this final night of the regular season. For Axtell, here is their starting lineup now tonight. The center is number 92, 6'4", 260-pound sophomore Sturgis Hansen. The guards are number 15, 5'11", 190-pound senior Brant Runge. And number 61, 5'6", 200-pound junior Axel Castle. The ends tonight are number 40, 5'10", 155-pound junior Dylan Wells, and number 42, 6'2", 160-pound sophomore Adam Lundeen. You'll also see Dallas Johnson in there rotating between running back and tight end tonight. The fullback will be number 12, 5'11", 170-pound sophomore in Colton Maxwell. The I-back is number 10, 5'10", 150-pound junior Dakota Klingsporn. And the quarterback will be number 3, 6-foot, 150-pound sophomore in Parker Siss. The head coach of the Axtell Wildcats, Brian Becker, assisted by William Wagner, Eric Miller, and Dean Marsh, 1-6 on the season for Axtell, the season finale here tonight. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Well, it should be a decent football game here tonight. We've got to competitive football, as we talked about with the coach. Beginning of the year, you wouldn't have thought that this was one of those games that would be close, because Kennesaw was top five in the Class D2 rankings, and we knew that Axtell was going to be a young team. But now you've got young team versus young team. You've got a couple seniors in there, Jeff, but you got a lot of kids that play JV ball earlier in the week.
Yeah, and Axtell, they've only got six seniors out right now, and one of them's at least hurt. So, but it's your last home game, Doug, and you always want to go out with a win, whether you're going to go to the playoffs or not. So that's what a lot of these guys will be fighting for, and it'll be interesting to see how this game pulls out.
I think one of the cool things tonight is you'll hear some names that you're going to hear for the next couple of seasons on these teams when they have better records. So it'll be fun to watch this football game here tonight. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back with the start of tonight's high school football game on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Axtell, right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're ready for high school football. Just heard one of the best national anthems sung all fall long. That was a great job there.
Kit Wells.
She's a little volleyball player, isn't she? We're going to see Axtell play some volleyball on Tuesday night over at Kennesaw. So Axtell, Kennesaw, they'll throw in Blue Hill, who record-wise is the best of that crew. But 5 o'clock, the triangular on Tuesday night. Great job there by Kit Wells. I don't even sound that good when I karaoke, Jeff.
No, me neither. I'm one of the worst karaokes you'll ever meet.
I'll tell you what. And
we need this game to kick off.
A few of us have karaoke'd here in Axtell before. So let's get things rolling. We're ready for some high school football. We hope you are as well. Saw some great football games last night. Let's see if we can have a few more here tonight. Kennesaw won the toss. They deferred. And so Axtell will take the kickoff. They will move from right to left or south to north as you view it along your radio dial here on Classic Hits 98.9. Back deep to return the kick for Axtell will be Dakota Klingsporn along with Dallas Johnson. And teeing up the football here for Kennesaw will be Chris Burris. As we wait for the clock to officially ring into triple zeros, and what an officiating crew we have here tonight. I will only say that they are here, and we're looking forward to a good football game on this final Friday. And again, don't forget, we've got North Platte and Kearney on ESPN as Burris kicks it away, a high end over end kick, but it will be returnable. And they let it bounce at the 5, and it's bouncing around at the 2. Finally picked up there by Johnson. 5, hole 10, 15, and he may go. It's a foot race to the end zone. After fumbling the kick, Dallas Johnson picks it up and returns it 78 yards for an Axtell touchdown. What a way to get parents not going.
Yeah, just kind of misjudged it there. It looked like he was going to field it, and then it just bounced right at his feet, picked it up, just made a one quick move. Big hole there on the left side. Nice wall set up there by the Axtell kick return, and he just won the foot race, 78 yards for the score.
And that is the way you get things going in eight-man football. There are so many opportunities through the special teams to move the ball, get some scores, and it was really a mistake that turned into a big play, so now they're going to line up and go for two. Parker Siss is the quarterback all by himself in the backfield, wants to throw it out here in the flat, and it is in and out of the hands of Colton Maxwell, incomplete. So the conversion is no good, but hey, 13 seconds in, it's Axtell 6, Kennesaw nothing. We'll kick it off after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, Jeff, you can't have a more exciting way to start the football game than scoring, whoever you are, on the opening play.
A little unconventional. It kind of skipped at his feet, but instead of taking it on the fly, but you'll take it. Johnson with a nice 78-yard return. If you're Kennesaw, Kennesaw's still fighting for playoffs here, Doug, so that's not the way they wanted to start. So they're going to need to get something going here on their first drive as well.
All right, ready to put the ball on the tee here for the Axtell Wildcats will be Brant Runge. And he'll boot it away. Same kind of a kick. It's high, and it is going to make it into the end zone. Maybe misjudged there a little bit by Wyatt Woodman. It bounced right on the end line. Would have been returnable, but it sailed a little bit on him. The wind is blowing at the back of Axtell here in the first quarter, right around 10 mile an hour, as it was supposed to. And we're ready for the first offensive snap of this football game. And coming up over his center will be quarterback Keaton Harpham, replacing the injured Trevor Burr from earlier this year. For Harpham, he's thrown five touchdowns on the season. They put him in the shotgun with his running backs flanking him. And the first pass of the ball game, the lefty floats it out. Here it's picked off. Picked off and down the right sideline, 20, 15, breaking a tackle, 10, and taking it into the end zone for an Axtell touchdown is Evan Bertrand. Two plays, two Axtell touchdowns. What a start here for the Wildcats, as that ball just kind of fluttered out of the hand there of Harpham, and he's able to pick it and return it. Unbelievable. 23 seconds in, it's 12-0.
Yeah, Axtell really getting the crowd into it early, Doug. Two-score ball game already. Huge interception return there.
So now they line up to go for two again. Want to run it over the left side and getting in for the two-point conversion. Axtell has got it, and that makes it 14-0. Carrying it in for the two-point conversion is Dakota Klingsporn. 11:37, and it is 14-0, Axtell. And we will just go ahead and keep it right here. Jeff, now you've really got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You had to figure Kennesaw was the favorite coming into the football game tonight, but now they can't. They cannot press. They've just got to take it over, maybe keep the ball on the ground. They thought they could get something on first down by having Axtell over pursue a run, and it just didn't work for them, and they're down 14-0.
Yeah, and it's 14-0 on the scoreboard, but I always like to make that it's just 2-0. You're only down two scores if you're Kennesaw. And like you said, don't have a knee-jerk reaction here and just try to press too much, make another turnover. Just run your offense, drive down the field, try and get it one score at a time, because you can't score more than one, make up one score at a time. So if you're Kennesaw, just keep to the offense and maybe try and get something going on the ground this time.
So 14-0. In favor of Axtell. The ball's booted away again. Woodman comes after it. He touches it. It's down at the five. It's loose. He'll pick it up near the right sideline. Tries to go all the way to the other end. Breaks a tackle at the 10. Breaks another one at the 15. Runs over a man at the 20. To the 25. He's dragging Wildcats with him across the 30. And finally, he'll be brought down there by Tyson Stratman. And it'll be first down and 10 for Kennesaw.
Yeah, nice return there by Kennesaw. Another didn't field it right, and so he just picks it up and then kind of lets his blockers come as they go. A nice block there at the five there by the Kennesaw Blue Devils. So a nice scamper there for Kennesaw.
So Kennesaw will line up here in the power eye formation. Tight eye, turn, hand it to the eye back, hole over the left side, 35, 40-yard line, Isaiah McChesney. And he'll stretch the ball just into Axtell territory at the 39-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 7. We'll call it second down and a long 3. Right at midfield, and we are only a minute into the ball game.
14-0. I do not remember the last time we had that kind of scoring that quickly in a ball game that we have covered. Now they will put Harp back in the shotgun. He fumbles the snap, tries to go with it. Is it bounced into his hands? He's going to be dropped back near the original line of scrimmage. Good job there by number 20, Garrett Miller, to come in and make the tackle. I'll tell you what, you got to watch out for that Garrett Miller. He's a heck of a football player. Do you see that? I know that. You always got to butter up to who's in the press box, find out what's going on. But Garrett was right there and made the play, and it's going to be a loss of 5, 3rd and 9.
Yeah, nice job by Eric, just forcing down this 3rd down and long. Going to see if Kennesaw goes to the air here.
3rd and 9. It'll be a pitch play. Left side, McChesney looking for some running room. Has it, and he's gone. He's down the left side, 30. 20 being pursued, 10, 5, and touchdown. A 45-yard toss sweep for McChesney, and Kennesaw is on the board. Jeffrey, we've seen some of those 92-63 scores. We're on pace for more than that.
Yeah, nice job. It wasn't a pass at all. It was a nice pitch play, huge hole on the left side for McChesney, and as soon as he found the hole, had no one there, and so it was just a straight sprint to the end zone, and it's a one-possession game, but we're on pace for a big old shootout here.
Well, let's see what they do on the two-point conversion. It's going to be a direct snap to Harpum. Harpum's going to try and get it in himself. He will, and the two-point conversion is good. With 10-12 to go in the first quarter on this final Friday of the high school football season, it is Axtell 14, Kennesaw 8. We'll be right back.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The air, and Klingsporn's going to pick it up here for Axtell, 20 out to the 25 and brought down at the 26-yard line. And Axtell is now, even though they're up 14-0, going to take their 14-8, they're going to take their first offensive snap of this football game. And under center will be Parker Sis, tight eye formation. He'll take the snap, hand it to his eye back off the right side, and Dakota Klingsporn is hit hard for maybe a gain of a half a yard. And you got a different fullback up there right now. And you got a change in scenery with only one practice under his belt. Things will be a little bit different here. We'll call it 2nd down and 10.
Yeah, first offensive play of the game for Axtell. Nice job by the Kennesaw defensive line. Hit Klingsporn really hard and maybe shaking the cobwebs here. See what he does on 2nd down.
2nd down and 10 out of that I formation again. Some trouble getting the handoff, but gives it to Klingsporn off the left side. He explodes over the 30 and works his way up to about the 39-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 7.5 yards, we'll call it maybe 8, and call it 3rd down and 2. So the left side a little more open than the right side, and rotating in with the play will be Dylan Wells.
Yeah, nice job there keeping the ball contained. Didn't want to have a fumble there, so good job there by Klingsporn.
Not taking very long in the huddle. Sis calls the cadence, snaps it right into those hands. Off the right side, Klingsporn has the 1st down. He'll be drug down from behind by Colton Blankenship at midfield, a gain of 6. And it's 1st down and 10 here for Axtell.
Pretty evident so far early. There's a lot of running lanes for both teams, a lot of big holes everywhere. And so if you can find them, they're there.
And neither team really taking a whole lot of time. This game is moving along pace-wise, not time-wise, but pace-wise. 1st and 10 at midfield. This time they'll give it to the fullback off the right side, and Maxwell trying to find some running room, maybe got a yard. So Maxwell with his first carry, replacing the injured Cody Nickel tonight.
Yeah, not much up the middle there for Maxwell. Nice job by Kennesaw. Closing the hole quickly and causing a big 2nd down and 8 now.
Ball just across midfield. call it the 38-yard line of Kennesaw. Again, trouble. It's going to be a busted play here. Sis is going to run, has some room, 35-30, bootleg 20, bootleg 10, to the end zone, Parker Sis. 38 yards for Parker Sis, and basically two bobbled footballs have led to two Axtell touchdowns on the opening kickoff. And here's Sis for the third time out of five snaps. Had that ball slide up through his hands from the center, and he had to gather it. By that time, both his running backs had went by him, and so he said, all right, I'll run it up the left hash. And 38 yards later, he's in the end zone.
Completely broken play. Nice job by Sis, making something out of nothing.
And on the two-point conversion, it's going to be a toss to Klingsporn, headed towards the right pylon. He'll get in there for the two-point conversion. 8:18 to go. It is in the first quarter. Axtell, 22. Kennesaw, 8. The roller coaster, or may we say, sprint car race, continues after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Well, Axtell has only got over 28 points in a game once this year. They're 22 points on the board. We haven't played 4 minutes, and the kick is going to be taken by the deep man in Wyatt Woodman at the 3. He'll bring it up the middle to the 10 to the 15, breaks a tackle 20, 25, and brought down at the 27-yard line. Dallas Johnson among those in on the tackle. Tyson Marsh also in the vicinity for Axtell, and Kennesaw will take over first down and 10, trailing 22-8.
Yeah, just keep doing what you did last drive. 3 plays, 45 yards for McChesney, and we'll see what they do this time.
McChesney is the fullback, or the I-back, excuse me, and they will hand it to the fullback this time, who comes off the right side carrying the rock. Is Dylan, no, it's going to be the fullback, Jacob Ponich. Ponich carries the football for the first time. He's going to get 3 off the right side.
Yeah, nice first down game by Ponich. First time we've seen him. Called his number. Ran the play well, and second down, and about 7 to go here for the Blue Devils.
Congratulations to Ponich's brother, who medaled today at the state cross-country meet for Kennesaw. We'll talk more about that here at halftime. Right now, 2nd and 7, double tight, pitch play. McChesney over the left side, trying to find some running room, breaks a tackle and has it. 35-40 into Axtell territory, tripped up at the 38-yard line, and picks up 11 yards on the play, and that'll be a Kennesaw first down. So it's quite obvious that both of the defenses have given up a lot of points for the most part this year, Jeff, and you can kind of see why. Both teams are moving the ball at will here in the first quarter.
Yeah, McChesney showed the ability. He was patient there, but every time you get the ball, you're worried that he'll be able to break it for Kennesaw.
Ponich, the fullback, staying out of that double tight end after the first play was a pick six. Going to be a quarterback keeper, and Keaton Harpham around the left side. He'll find minimal yardage as he dives across the 35 to the 34-yard line. In on the tackle is going to be Adam Lundeen for Axtell. Second down and 6 after the 4-yard gain. Again, Kennesaw just 17 total kids suited up tonight. They were shorthanded at the beginning of the year when we talked to Coach Schnitzler. He knew that they were going to be shorthanded, and now at least 4 starters standing in street clothes over there. Axtell a little bit deeper, but very young. Second down and 6. Kennesaw at the Axtell 34. And they'll turn, hand it to McChesney off the right side. Follows his fullback, Ponich, inside the 30. He'll be brought down there by Dylan Wells. Stretch that ball forward to about the 27. May even give him the 26. It's enough for the first down by Kennesaw. Howard Donlinger, our referee here tonight. And he gets that ball spotted, and on we go. So the pace, as we said, good. Everybody's ready to roll. They'll go shotgun this time. Harpham, quarterback draw, tries to follow his backs who are blocking for him over the left side, and not much that time. Maybe a couple as he gets inside the 25 to the 24. And returning to the Axtell lineup, big sophomore Sturgis Hansen. They got a couple of guys, Sturgis Hansen and Axel Castle, that are just football names, Jeff.
Yeah, Sturgis and Axel, a couple of rock and roll names, too. Kennesaw, nice drive going here. They're already at the 25. They're nearing the Case IH red zone. See if they go back to McChesney here.
Haven't been in it yet because our touchdowns have been 78, 30, 45, and 38. Second down, and we'll call it a long eight. Turn, give it to McChesney off the left side. He's hit, stood up, and falls forward after he slides off the tackle for a yard. And it's going to be third down. We're going to continue to call it eight. It was probably eight and a half, and now it's about 7 3/4. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. It is Axtell 22 and Kennesaw 8 on this Friday night. We'll give you some score updates throughout the night from other games going on in the state, mainly classes A and B tonight. There's a couple of interesting ones out there as well. Third down, 8 yards to go. They're going to spread it out, send twins to the right side, including Colton Blankenship, but they're still going to run it. Harpham keeps it with a quarterback draw up the middle, gets inside the 20, going to be tripped up short of the first down, but got a good enough chunk of yardage that they'll have a chance to make it here on fourth down. It's going to be a gain of 7. We'll call it 4th and 1 at the Axtell 18-yard line.
Obviously, eight-man football, it's four-down territory, so Kennesaw only need 1 yard here for the first down.
Saw a lot of these fourth and ones last night
for sure.
Between Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. Ponich, the fullback, unbalanced line, strong to the right. Quarterback follows Ponich, and he is going to get the first down. But nice job by Axtell's Adam Lundeen. He had him wrapped up around the legs, but there was nobody else there to plug the hole, so he just fell forward and stuck the ball on the 15, and a fresh set of downs here for Kennesaw. First and 10 at the 15 of Axtell, trailing 22-8 here. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Coming up over the football, Carson Woodman, the center. Harpham takes the cadence, turns, hands it to Ponich on a fullback trap. He gets a yard to the 14.
Yeah, not much going on that trap play, Doug. Just plugged up the middle by the big boys up front for Axtell, and it looks like a substitution again, keeping those D-line fresh.
Let's take our first look here at the Valentino scoreboard. What do we got, Jeffrey?
Well, if we're going to go look at Class A right now, Kearney up on top of North Platte, 21-0. That game's over on ESPN 1460. Grand Island, 7-0 over Lincoln High right now.
Second and 9. Harm wants to throw. He goes for the pylon, the post route, and it's incomplete, intended for Colton Blankenship. Just one man in the pattern, and it was well covered downfield by Adam Lundeen, and that'll bring up third down and 9. That's the first pass since the interception.
Yeah, 0-for-2 right now. No yards on an interception. So quarterback rating pretty low for Harpham. So let's see if they go back to the ground to see if they can't get the first down via the running game.
Again, they scored their touchdown on a 3rd and 9 toss sweep back at their own 35. Won't have near as much real estate to cover here, but that means the defenders can come in a little tighter in this 4-2. Out of the shotgun will be Harpham. He'll take the snap, wants to run off the left side, follows his block. It's a good block out there from McChesney, gets inside the 10 to about the 8, and it'll be fourth down here for Kennesaw. But again, picking up about 6 yards on the play, and it'll be fourth down and a solid 2. They need to get right on the 5-yard line. The ball spotted just inside the 8, and Kennesaw hustles up to the line of scrimmage, and let's see who's going to carry the ball. They'll go shotgun with Ponich flanking Harpham to his left, McChesney to his right, straight ahead, breaking the tackle, getting the first down, will be the quarterback in Keaton Harpham, and there was nothing special about that. They followed their big center, Carson Woodman, to the 4, a gain of 4, and it'll be first and goal for Axtell, or for Kennesaw, trying to cut into this 22-8 Axtell lead.
Yeah, Sturgis Hansen was in the backfield for Axtell. Just a nice job there by Harpham, shaking him off, getting the first down. It'll be first down and goal for the Blue Devils.
Kennesaw has seemed to determine where the two big boys are for Axtell and have kept it away from them. Line up again in the power eye formation here. First and goal at the 4. They will give it to Ponich. Ponich, not much there. Gets inside the extra point marked at the 3, and we'll call it second and goal. And they'll officially mark it at the 2. So second and goal at the 2, a gain of 2 for Ponich. And you just look at some of the numbers on both of these teams, it tells you how many switches they've had to make. Ponich didn't start the season out wearing 62 to be a fullback. He did that to be a linebacker. And now they've got him back there at that fullback. Hell, second and goal, Kennesaw. On that left end is Colton Blankenship. On the right is Dylan Sugar. And it's going to be quarterback keeper off the left side again and tripped up before he can get there is Harpum. And now they late signal for the touchdown. So the touchdown there for Harpum, I thought that he had hit the ground there the way that they had come in and cut him. But he does get into the end zone, and Kennesaw cuts it to 22-14 with 2:13 to go here in the first quarter of play. And both teams already showing that it's a two-point conversion type of season. And they'll line up to go for two with Twins to the left side. Wide left, Blankenship. Slot left will be McChesney. And the snap to the quarterback, Harpum. He's got a man open, but it's through McChesney's hands as he ran the post, and it is incomplete. So, with 2:13 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Axtell 22, Kennesaw 14. We'll be right back.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Kick is in the air. It's going to bounce at the 10-yard line here, and Axtell will pick it up to the 15. Johnson gets to the 20, and he's hit hard as he gets brought down at the 21-yard line. First down and 10 for Axtell.
Looking at the drive summary here, Doug, five possessions, five scores via a couple of special teams and interceptions. So it might be a team of who can get a defensive stop that might win this game.
Haven't had one yet. Parker Siss under center. Here comes some pressure from Kennesaw on the outer edge. They'll give it to Klingsporn, and he is stacked up at the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. Coming in there is going to be Grunk and also Sugar coming in there. Jake Brunk hit him first, though. No gain. It'll be second down. And 10. Again, if you joined us late, the opening kickoff was kind of bobbled around by Axtell. They picked it up at the 2-yard line, and all they could do is run forward. By that time, Kennesaw was right on top of them, and it was Dallas Johnson really running out of that end zone. He picked it up just short of at the 2, and by the time he was at the 15, he was by everybody. And then on the first Kennesaw play, a 30-yard interception returned by Evan Bertrand. Now back to pass, Siss. He floats it out here, and a one-handed catch is made into Kennesaw territory. Beautiful catch by Colton Maxwell, pushed out of bounds at the Blue Devil 36-yard line. A gain of 23, and Axtell doesn't look like a team that's 1-6 so far on offense and special teams, maybe on defense, but what a job they're doing here so far.
Yeah, did the fake jet motion, try to get Kennesaw to go all the way to the far side, and then Siss with a beautiful ball here on the near sideline, complete for 23 yards.
Back to the I formation. Siss takes the snap, hands it to Klingsporn, who's hit in the backfield and brought down immediately. Tackle by Carson Woodman, who came through there untouched. No gain. It'll be second down and 10. 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. It's Axtell 22, Kennesaw 14. We are here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. You're a proud supporter of area high school sports, athletes, schools, and students. See Crossroads Ford and Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle or online at crossroads-ford.com. See them at the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Second and 10, they'll fake it to Klingsporn. It's a naked bootleg here for Siss. Kennesaw bit on it. 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Parker Siss, untouched, goes 36 yards for Kennesaw's fourth touchdown, or excuse me, Axtell's fourth touchdown of the first quarter.
Yeah, second big carry for Siss here, and that first one for a touchdown as well, 38 yards. This one equally 36 yards, so a couple mid-30 yarders there for Siss. Naked bootleg, absolutely nobody over there. Perfect fake by the quarterback.
Love that play. You're either going to get lit up or you're going to go a long way, because if the defensive end stays home, you usually are eating your bottom lip. On the two-point conversion, it's a counter off the left side, and Klingsporn walks in for the two. And we have a shootout here at Axtell. Axtell has already scored the second most points of any game this season, and we are not out of the first quarter. Cats 30 and the Blue Devils 14. We'll be right back.
Happy Halloween. Nebraska Land National Bank invites you to trick-or-treat with us this year. On October 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m., we will host a free trunk-or-treat Halloween event at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Local businesses and organizations will be passing out candy, and hot dogs and hot cocoa will be available for a free will donation to the Nebraska Children's Home Society. Join us for a boo-tastic fun time.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
You're listening to Friday Night Football. I swear it is football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jeff, are you as shocked as I am? 30-14 Axtell, and we still have a few ticks on the clock in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the score. You know, a couple of teams that definitely wanted to win this game, so I'm not surprised at the action we've seen, but just the amount of sheer scoring plays. I'm shocked by that.
Brant Runge will send a squibber along the turf here that goes all the way into the end zone, and Wyatt Woodman is fine with that, and so it'll be at the 15-yard line here for Kennesaw to take over, trailing 30-14. And the Blue Devils, who had kind of thought themselves that they had found a little mojo here the last couple of weeks, Axtell we know have, even though they were playing some tough teams. Kennesaw is coming off two losses against Amherst and Shelton that maybe have beat them up a little more than we anticipated. First and 10. Kennesaw at their own 15. And Harpum will set them down. The quarterback goes counterplay over the right side, and tough running for Isaiah McChesney. He'll get two out to about the 17, maybe the 18-yard line. We'll call it second down and 8.
Yeah, good hard run there by McChesney.
And that might be the final play here of the first quarter, depending on what Kennesaw wants to do. They take their time running the play in. We've got 10 seconds left here in the opening stanza. Kennesaw will come up over the ball like they want to get a play off, but they better hurry, and they will. Turn, pitch play, McChesney off the left side. Not much there. He's going to be drugged down near the 20-yard line after a gain of about 3, and that'll bring up third down and 5 when we get to the first play of the second quarter. But 44 points here in the opening quarter, and after one, it's Axtell 30 and Kennesaw 14. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors. From Fairbanks International, with 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports, and to Athletic Director Brad Nelson and all the folks here for their hospitality. Tuesday, he'll put on his volleyball coaching hat, and we'll have that here for our final regular season volleyball action of the year on Tuesday night. Right now, a 3rd and 5 coming up for the Blue Devils at their own 25 out of the shotgun. Quarterback keeper Harpum, and there wasn't a good block laid that time because Axtell fought it off, came through, made the tackle after a 1-yard gain at the 21, and making the tackle that time is Axel Castle, and we may see our first punt of the night.
Yeah, you would think you're dangerous. If you do go for it, you'd give Axtell a very short field. Looks like they're making some personnel changes, so it looks like they will punt this ball away.
And to kick it away is going to be Tyler Long. So Long to punt it, and Klingsporn.
Or no, it is Long.
Not letting him, not giving him a whole lot of respect here as the ball spotted at the 21. He's standing at his 30. And here comes a little pressure, end-over-end kick, had him judged right, takes it on the run, fumbled the ball. It's being booted around, and he's able to scoop it up at the 40, and then it's lost again. But he does fall on it at the 37-yard line. He kicked it forward about 10 yards before falling on it, and that's where Axtell will start in Kennesaw territory. A kick that covered about 29 yards that time, and officially, I guess you would call that a return of about 12. At the 37.
Yeah, so first punt of the game right there.
Field position is pretty good here for Axtell. First down and 10 at the 37 of Kennesaw, leading it 30-14. Sis counterplay again. Klingsborn comes off the right side, gets across the 35, down to the 34. He is gang tackled there by Woodman and Blankenship. And Blankenship, one of the few seniors that's getting a chance to play because of injury. It's him and Evan Uden and Jacob Ponich. That's it. That's the only seniors that are even available for Kennesaw. Second down, we'll call it 7 yards to go. Man in motion, jet sweep, quarterback keeper Sis, and he runs right into the arms of the offensive lineman from Kennesaw. Getting off the bottom of that pile is going to be Evan Uden with some help from Woodman, and a loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up third down and 8.
Yeah, nice job by Uden, the 230-pound senior. As soon as Sis ran into him, he just fell down. That was a big tackle for Kennesaw.
So 3rd and 8, Axtell. Can Kennesaw force them to punt it right back to him? Out of the I formation again, Parker Sis. Low crouch, turns, hands it off Klingsborn. Left side, crashes into the line, works it to the 31, but well short of the first down. They're going to need about 4 yards, and it'll be fourth down, and Axtell is in a punting situation. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll also give you some results from state cross country earlier today, score updates from around the area. And Axtell's going to go for it. It's fourth and all of 5 yards to go here, and they line up to go for it. Sis takes the snap, drops back to pass, crossing motion, and there's some contact between the two backs, and it is floated incomplete, as in that pass formation, Adam Lundeen, as well as Garrett Miller. And when they tried to rub off each other and get the defensive backs to kind of fall into that trap, they all kind of collided, and Sis put the ball in the air and didn't really have a chance to hook up with them. So stopping them on fourth down, and Kennesaw will take over at their own 32. Trailing in this football game 30-14, 9:30 to go, second quarter. And they'll go with a single eye back with a slot to the right. They'll hand it to that slot man, and Ponich will get a couple up to the 34. Gain of 2 makes it 2nd and 8. So just trying to do something a little different, seeing how Axtell will react here, Jeff.
Yeah, and after we had so many consecutive scoring drives, a couple of nice defensive stands by both teams with 3 and out and a turnover on down. So Kennesaw trying to fight back into this game with the little playoff life they have left.
2nd down and 8 at their own 34. Go back to the I formation here with Keaton Harpham, the quarterback. He'll take the snap, pitch play, left side. McChesney has some room, 35-40, gets into Axtell territory at the 38-yard line. Right at that first down marker, looks like he's got enough, and they eye it and say, yes, he does. First down for Kennesaw. Again, all the scoring coming in the first quarter. 23 seconds into the game, and Axtell was up 14-0. They returned to kickoff. The opening kickoff, 78 yards, and then on the first Kennesaw play, a 30-yard interception return. It was 14-0. Since then, the teams have played fairly even. 1st and 10 at the Axtell 38. And Harpham drops back to pass. The lefty, one man in the pattern. He throws it out here complete. It's going to be into the hands of Wyatt Woodman at the 10, the 5, and he is into the end zone for a 38-yard touchdown. Well-thrown ball that time by the sophomore, Keaton Harpham. It is his 6th touchdown pass of the season.
Yeah, and finally got something going through the air. That was his 3rd pass. The first one was intercepted. The second one fell incomplete. So finally gotten something going there for Harpham. 38 yards to Woodman, and Kennesaw trying to get back into this game.
Well, Woodman looked really good hauling that pass in, too. Kind of stuck the one paw out there and then was able to secure it with that second hand as they'll go for the 2 here. Out of the shotgun is Harpham with his 2 backs flanking him. He's going to keep it himself off the right side. The block was missed, and he had no chance. And so the 2-point conversion is no good. And with 8:26 to go in the first half, it's Axtell 30, Kennesaw 20. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Earflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
And welcome back to high school football here in Axtell. Doug Duda and Jeff Babel with you on this Friday. Let's take a look at some of the scores from the area. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
In Kearney, North Platte right now trailing the Bearcats 21-7. That game's on ESPN 1460. And in Class B, a game of note over in the B6 District, Aurora and York are scoreless in the second quarter. The winner of that one takes home the hardware.
And the kick here by Kennesaw is going to bounce out of bounds. Let's take a look at some more scores.
Alrighty, Columbus leads Grand Isle Northwest 27-13. That's in the first quarter. Over in C2, Blue Hill taking care of Wood River right now 14-0. UTAN and Twin River 6-0. That UTAN's in the lead there second quarter. And in D2, other than our game here, the only other game we've got, Frankfort, Kansas, big over Hampton at half, 30-0 right now.
And the Hastings-Holdridge score up in Class B. They're battling along. Holdridge leading 14-0 over Hastings in the second quarter. Grand Island 7-7 with Lincoln High. That would be a shocker if Lincoln High pulls the upset there. Spread formation for Axtell. Shotgun. Sister's going to take the runner himself off the left side. Has some room. 30, 35. Pushed out of bounds into the Kennesaw bench. Add enough for the first down. Simple play. Spread them out and see if you can use your athleticism one-on-one to get to the outside. Woodman was on the pursuit. And they're going to say that he actually stepped out of bounds before the first down marker, so a gain of 9, and it's second to the length of the football at the 34-yard line of Axtell.
Yeah, nice job, though, by Sis. 4 carries, Doug, 82 yards already.
Of course, he's also put in a couple of touchdowns. Second and 1, spread formation. He'll keep it again off the right side and gets the first down across the 35 out to the 36, only a gain of a couple that time. Woodman in there on the tackle, and Carson wants to keep his football career expanding here. Just a sophomore, and he's a good one for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and we had a pretty fast-paced first quarter. Now it seems like second quarter people are getting their legs under him, and we're starting to see more drives, more huddles, less no huddle action. Axtell now breaking the huddle, coming up to this play, just under 8 minutes to go.
30-20, Axtell on first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Take the toss sweep out there to Klingsborn. Klingsborn runs into the line. He's going to be shoved backwards, maybe even lose a yard on the play. Kennesaw was all over that one, and who else? Carson Woodman. Plus, he already got 10 tackles in this first half. Woodman doing an outstanding job on that defense for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Makes it second down at 11 after a loss of a yard.
Nice job by Woodman, the junior. 190-pounder doing a good job there for the Kennesaw defense.
Woodman is the nose tackle on this play, second and 11. Here comes a blitz out of the shotgun. Sis has to tuck it up and run, and he's got room. 40, 30, one man to beat. Great block out here. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, and give credit to Colton Maxwell for an outstanding block at the 20-yard line that allowed Sis to take it the rest of the way and chalk up 45 more yards for Parker Sis.
Yeah, and Kennesaw brought the blitz, Doug, and they got burned with it. And when you bring the blitz, you have one less defender, and you kind of notice it there. And then the one big, huge downfield block sprung Sis. Sis, 45 yards, has 3 consecutive scoring possessions for Sis, 38, 36, and now 45 yards.
Colton Maxwell, great.
Beautiful block.
Great block for the sophomore. They line up out of the I formation to go for 2. Sis, toss, sweep, and they're strung out to the right side and shoved out of bounds. Not able to get in that time is Maxwell. So the two-point conversions aren't working so well right now for Axtell, but they have got the lead. 7-10 to go, first half. Axtell 36, Kennesaw 20.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area, serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
With our producer engineers Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Axtell High School, where we have had a shootout so far, and Axtell ready to kick it away. Back for Kennesaw Woodman. He drops it at the 7, picks it up at the 11. Now he's up the middle to the 12, the 15, and he'll be tripped up at the 20-yard line. Getting through there with the ankle tackle is Dallas Johnson. And that's where Kennesaw will take over. 36-20, they've trailed the entire football game. Axtell returned the opening kickoff 78 yards for the touchdown. And then the first play from Kennesaw was a pick six, so it's 14-0, and they're trying to catch up. 7 minutes to go here, still in the second quarter on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Harpum will turn, hand it off. McChesney over the right side, has a little bit of a gap, brings it up to the 25-yard line. Going to get 5. It'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, Chesney had a couple big runs early, Doug, and it hasn't done much since. I've always felt that once he gets the ball, he's a chance to break any play for a touchdown. He's just been waiting and waiting, and hopefully he can get one going here soon.
Well, don't forget to get up early tomorrow for the 6 a.m. pregame for Nebraska and Minnesota. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and they have hockey tonight, so check that out as well. Storm in Lincoln. Here's a handoff. McChesney bounces off one side. They had him. He breaks it to the outside, 30, 35, and he'll be brought down just short of midfield at about the, they're going to say he did step out back at the 35, so a gain of 11. Nonetheless, it is a first down. McChesney got stood right up, but they didn't get him wrapped up, and a good job of picking up yards after contact.
Yeah, 10th carry there for McChesney, 105 yards, so a nice 10.5-yard average for the running back. Not surprising in a game like this. That's
good way to help that average, first and 10. Fake the handoff, back to pass, want to set up a screen. It's covered, and it's going to be our first sack of the ball game. Harpum is dropped to the backfield there. Axel Castle is there, as well as Garrett Miller. So it'll be second down and 13, a loss of 3.
Yeah, and a game full of offense and scores, and finally get our first sack of the game there, Doug. Nice job there by Axel coming through, getting Harpum, wrestling him to the ground.
Very limited passing tonight, which obviously means very limited chances to pull off the sack, and it looks like we're going to have our first timeout of the football game, and it's going to be called here by Kennesaw. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 5:51 to go in the first half. It is Axtell 36 and Kennesaw 20 here on Classic Hits.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Rosen, or visit us online at crawlagency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Out of the timeout, a counter play here to McChesney. He's going to get the 3 yards back that they lost on the sack. So a gain of three will make it third down and 10. And the ball at the Kennesaw 35-yard line. Each team has been stopped once. Kennesaw actually punted it. And Axtell went for it on fourth and about four and was not able to pick up the necessary yardage. Third and 10, shotgun with both backs flanking Harpum, and he's going to run it again off the left side. And an ankle tackle saves a big play there. And making the tackle again is Garrett Miller. Lunges forward for about three, and it'll be fourth down and 7 at their own 39.
Yeah, nice ankle tackle there, keeping the quarterback from getting the first down. Huge ankle tackle here. We'll see. Kennesaw should punt it here. They're in midfield. They'll probably go for it, though. Yeah.
It looks like they're playing with nothing to lose, yeah. And they know they have to win, so they're going to go for it right here. This isn't one of those where you try to draw them off sides because you still wouldn't have the first down. So fourth and a solid six. Harpum takes the snap. Same play. Run it over the left side. Didn't get it. He's going to be tripped up again by Miller. Axel Castle was also there, but only about a gain of three, and Axtell will take over at their own 37-yard line. They like what they saw on the third down play and thought that they got ankle tackled, so they figured let's try it again and not get ankle tackled, and they didn't. They got hit a little bit harder, and it'll go over to Axtell.
Yeah, Axtell, you know, same play, so Axtell knew exactly where they were going to go, so they got to their assigned spots, made the tackle, well short, about 3 yards short, so turnover on downs. Axtell going to try and go up by a few more scores here.
Keep your eye on Dylan Sugar here. See if he can contain quarterback Parker Siss out of that linebacker position. Siss again going to run it, and he is wrapped up immediately by Evan Uden after making 1 yard up to the 39-yard line. Woodman in there maybe on a half tackle. I don't mark down the tackles because they're too hard.
Yeah,
but Woodman, he is well over 10 so far in this first half, and we have 4 minutes to go before halftime and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Axtell's got a little volleyball going on here tomorrow. A 6-team pool play tournament. Fremont Bergen, Juanita Palisade, O'Neill St. Mary's, Alma, and Elwood. That's a good mixture of teams from around the area. Fullback trap here. Axtell brings it off the left side. Dallas Johnson, nothing. Got nothing. When you run it right at the big lineman, they've been finding a way to bring him down. All of the yardage that Axtell is getting has been to the outside, Jeff. Siss getting outside, maybe a play or two when they throw the ball. Of course, the two big special teams plays early.
Yeah, a couple big plays there by Siss, the three long touchdown runs. He's got 130 yards total so far rushing the game.
Third and 9, he's by himself in the backfield out of the shotgun. Three wide out, he acts like he wants to throw it. Now he's got pressure, tucks it up, starts to run, gets another lane, 40, 35, and he'll be pushed out of bounds. Inside the 30 at the 25-yard line, and that's Colton Blankenship. And that's the problem right now. The linemen for Kennesaw are so powerful that they are just shooting and winning the battle up on the line. But then when they get up the middle and Axtell goes outside, they're getting the better of the secondary, of this young secondary for Kennesaw, and they convert it for a first down at the 25-yard line. First and 10, Axtell. Siss, pump fake, now goes deep, slant right on the numbers, and it's complete down to the 10-yard line. It's Adam Lundeen. His knee hits at about the 11. Beautiful pass. Wanted to go quickly. Saw he was covered, so he patiently brought it back in, recoiled, and fired another first down pass here for the Wildcats. Plenty of time for him as well.
You can tell they don't throw the ball a lot. That's only the third game, but he kept him pump fake because he was waiting for his receiver Lundeen to get open. Excuse me. Once he did, he hit him right in stride. Perfect catch.
32 out of 18, or 118 for Siss. Toss play left side. Maxwell hit, falls forward to about the 9. Going to get a couple on the play. And once again, it's very evident Axtell has to run a couple of those just to keep them honest. But anything that they keep in between the ends has not went for much.
No, and they're only getting everything to the outside. And so far, knock on wood, we haven't had any holding penalties with all those runs to the outside. Usually when you see that, you'll get a young guy grabbing too much jersey.
Axtell on second down and 8. I formation at the 10 of Kennesaw. It's going to be a handoff to the fullback who breaks a tackle to the 5, stretches for the goal line, and into the end zone for another Axtell touchdown. Dallas Johnson somehow broke the grasp of the defensive line for the first time in a long time tonight, And coming out of that Case IH red zone, we were in there for about two plays. And it is another Axtell touchdown. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International and Kearney and Hastings, your Case IH dealer. Makes it 42-20 in favor of Axtell. 2:09 to go before halftime. The two-point conversion. Sis by himself. Quarterback brings it out to the right side. And he is going to get wrapped up, break the tackle, and lunge in for the two-point conversion. And Sis will run it in for two. I'm not sure that was a legal block out there on the end at the very beginning of that two-point conversion, because they just kind of tackled the end right off the snap there for Kennesaw. But nonetheless, the two-point conversion is good. 2:09 to go here in quarter number two. It's 44-20. Axtell will be right back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Axtell has lined up to kick it off again. They've usually been able to get that right down about the 5-yard line, but this is more of a knuckleball kick picked up by Woodman at the 10, brings it up the numbers the right side of the 15, thought about going outside, instead stays there to the 20, and it'll be brought down at the 23-yard line. And that's where Kennesaw will take over with 2:04 to go here in the first half of play. It's Axtell 44 and Kennesaw 20. And you got the feeling that this game is going to get close again. But we're only a couple scores away from the running clock. That's the way eight-man runs. Axtell, again, the most points they put on the board this year was their lone win against Wilcox-Hildreth. That was 40. They have 44 here before halftime. They have been really playing much better the last 3 weeks. And this is all without Cody Nickel, who got injured yesterday. Toss play right side. McChesney follows his blocks, gets up to the 28-yard line. Going to be a game of about four. It'll be second down and six. Kennesaw has two timeouts remaining, needing to find a way to get in the end zone. Plus, Kennesaw will get the ball to start the second half. So even though it's 44-20, if they can tack on 12 on their next possession and then do whatever they do with the extra points, you know, you're talking 44-32 and maybe a two-point conversion in there. Second down and six. Toss play, McChesney, right side again. They got a pulling guard, and here's our first penalty flag of the game. Outside of the kickoff, out of bounds. And this one looks like we'll see the hold as it comes from the referee. Holding called on Kennesaw, and that backs him up 10 yards. It'll be second down and 14.
Yeah, going back to what you were saying earlier, it's only 24 right now. So technically, three touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions away. We're dangerously close from a running clock, but we're also dangerously close if Kennesaw can get into the end zone, get the two-point conversion, then start the second half and do the same thing. Then it's only a one-possession game. Then you clearly got all the momentum. So it's kind of a pivotal drive here.
On the other side, if Axtell is able to come up with something here, force a turnover, get a stop. They're not using their timeouts yet, but if they can stop Kennesaw here and make it second and more than 10, I think they probably burn a timeout, make it third more than 10, and get the ball back. Minute 20 to go. And Harpum, he is going to hand it off on an inside trap, and there's a good busted block out to the 25, to the 30, and that's where they will stand up McChesney and have to blow the play dead. So how about picking up 11? Well, let's see, it was 14, so it's going to be third down at about 5, a gain of 9 that time for McChesney. And we are down to 50 seconds to go, and Kennesaw doesn't seem to really be in any type of a hurry here. If I'm Axtell, I am really playing a prevent type of defense here, because Kennesaw has had a couple of runs to the outside, and they had the nice touchdown pass to Woodman. There's not a lot of time left, 35 seconds. And Harpham just going to hand it off. McChesney hit the backfield, fighting through his block and making the tackle that time is going to be Castle. Axel makes the tackle, fourth down. And I think with the lead now, Axtell's not going to, they're not going to roll the dice and call timeout here. They're just going to see, you know, whatever you want to do, Kennesaw. And Kennesaw may not even try and run a Hail Mary here. They're just standing on the sideline. 8 seconds to go. And that is going to be the end of the first half. So Axtell has elected not to do anything. And Kennesaw elected to just let the clock run out. We are at halftime, 44-20 in favor of the Axtell Wildcats, leading Kennesaw here in Friday night football. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It looks like Kennesaw is having one of their players escorted off the field here. And, of course, to get to the locker room, you got to walk a block back up to the school. And the ambulance is right here on the edge of the football field as well. And I was not quite sure of who that was, but I do not see Carson Woodman out there walking towards the end zone for Kennesaw. We'll try and confirm who the injured Kennesaw player is, and if it would happen to be him, he's leading them in tackles in this football game, and that would be a huge, huge loss. So we'll take a break, 44-20 in favor of Axtell, and be back after this timeout.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to Axtell for the final Friday night of the high school football regular season. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is the Axtell Wildcats, 1-6 on the season, leading the 2-5 Kennesaw Blue Devils by a score of 44-20. Let's take a look now at some other scores.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
We're back. Sorry for the technical difficulties there. Wanted to let you know that coming up after our broadcast, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, Tyson Hvranek, along with Merritt Lawson and the entire crew, bringing you the scores from tonight's football games and getting you ready for the state football playoffs. The brackets will come out tomorrow morning. Sometimes they're out as early as 9 a.m. and sometimes they're a little bit closer to noon. When the Huskers kick it off tomorrow, but we will see where everybody's going to go. And some games last night that obviously really changed the bracketing, especially in Class C. If you missed some of the games, we were at the game at Miles Field where Gothenburg rallied to beat Kearney Catholic 28-27 in double overtime. A lot of the folks telling us that they think it'll be Kearney Catholic and Ord at Miles Field in a 7-10 matchup, and then the winner would have to play Boone Central. It's just the absolute worst draw you could get. You do not want to be on Boone Central's side. They are right now clearly the best team in C1 by their resume, but two overtime losses this year for Kearney Catholic. What a difference 6-2 and 8-0 can make, because Cozad looks like they'll be the number one seed, and the Stars could have been the one or two had they been able to win those two overtimes, but special teams did them in both of those ball games, and now they'll be at home. But it'll be a very tough road. St. Cecilia beat Thayer Central 40-0 last night. Adams Central beat St. Paul 49-7. Boone Central beat Grand Island Central Catholic 35-7. And Selma Myrna beat Elwood 42-34. The way that those D2 teams have done in that part of the state, when you put them together, there's been some interesting games in there. You got Loomis. You got Amherst got beat for the first time last night. So who's going to come out of that West bracket in D2? You've got Wallace that is at the top of the Class D points. And in D1, you got Overton and Elm Creek that look to be the representatives from the listening area that could go deep in Class D1. C2 should be very interesting, especially in the West. Donovan Trumbull, Hastings St. Cecilia, Sutton, Blue Hill, they've all beat up each other in the round robin. And Donovan Trumbull's been able to finish a perfect regular season after making it to the state semifinals last year. Then you got North Platte St. Pat's, who is a regular deep in the playoffs, and Hershey. Hershey beat them last night. They're undefeated. We've seen them battling in the playoffs before. They've taken their lumps. They've pulled off an upset or two, and maybe it's their time to make a run out of that West bracket. There are going to be some amazing second-round matchups in Class C2. We are here at the halftime, 44-20, Axtell leading Kennesaw, and when we come back, Jeff Babel will run down the first half stats of this shootout here on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Second 11. There comes a blitz out of the shotgun. Sis has to tuck it up and run, and he's got room. 40, 30, one man to beat. Great block out here. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. And give credit to Colton Maxwell for an outstanding block at the 20-yard line that allowed Sis to take it the rest of the way. And that put Axtell up 36-20. They now lead it 44-20 here at the half. One of three touchdown runs by Axtell quarterback Parker Sis in the first half, and to give us all the stats Here he is, all the way out of the great city of O'Neill, Jeff Babel.
Yeah, assist out of the great city of Axtell. Nice 45-yard run. You just heard that highlight there. 8 carries for him, 146 total, 3 rushing touchdowns on 3 consecutive drives for Axtell. Klingsborn, 8 carries for 18. Maxwell came in, 2 carries for 3 touchdowns. Johnson, 2 for 1. Rushing, he got the touchdown rushing, and he also had the first opening kickoff. He took 78 yards for the touchdown as well. Axtell also got an interception return for a touchdown by Bertrand. Sis passing was 2 of 3 for 38 yards. He had the nice 15-yarder out to Ladine. 178 rushing yards for the Wildcats, 38 through the air, 216 total, 44 on the scoreboard. Kennesaw countering with McChesney, 14 carries, 122 yards, and a score. Harpham, the quarterback, 11 carries, 24 yards, and a score as well. Panic came in, 4 carries for 8 yards. And then Harpham, 1 of 3 passing for 38, but he did get the touchdown out of that with the nice catch there by Woodman. And only one penalty so far, and it was on Kennesaw, that holding penalty. So rushing the ball, 154 yards for Kennesaw, 38 through the air, 192 total. So a difference of only 24 yards statistically between the two teams, but there is a 3-score difference on the scoreboard.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was a quick game.
For as much as we had there. Though, 8 carries, 146, 3 touchdowns, and one of those on a broken play. One of those, he was dropping back to pass, had to scramble and get out of there. So Sis maturing as this season moves along. Just another one of the many sophomores for these two teams that is on the football field tonight. In case you joined us late, the opening kickoff taken by Axtell, 78 yards for a touchdown by Dallas Johnson. And again, they kind of muffed the kick, and it was bouncing around back there. They ran back, picked it up at the 2, and Kennesaw was coming hard, charging, and they were already all down there ready to make the tackle. And the first guy that hit Johnson didn't make the tackle, and after he broke that, like I said, by the time he was to the 10 or 12-yard line, he was by everybody from Kennesaw, and by then nobody had enough momentum behind him to turn around and run down Dallas Johnson. Then Kennesaw, on their very first offensive play, the ball floated out of Keaton Harpham's hands. It was a floater out there that was picked up by Evan Bertrand, and Bertrand on the interception return, and he made a nice return. He followed a couple of blocks. He was kind of bottled up on his own sideline, and then or Kennesaw's sideline, and was able to work his way in to get that touchdown. And 11:37, 23 seconds into the game, it's 14-0 in favor of Axtell. And then finally, Kennesaw was able to get something going. Isaiah McChesney on 3rd and 9, a 45-yard touchdown run, just on toss sweep around the left end. The two-point conversion was good, 14-8. Parker Sis then the first of his 3 touchdown runs from 38 yards, made it 22-8 with 8:18 to go in the first quarter. We had played 3 minutes and 42 seconds, and we had already seen 30 points in this game. Then a little bit longer drive, Keaton Harpham of Kennesaw was able to take it in from 2 yards out, 2:13 to go first quarter with no conversion, made it 22-14. And then that broken play that Parker Sis ran in for 36 yards, 36 seconds to go first quarter. It was 30-14 Axtell after Klingsborn ran in the 2-point conversion. In the second quarter, Keaton Harpham hooked up with Wyatt Woodman on a 38-yard touchdown pass. Nice little post route there by Woodman, hauled it in with basically one hand. The 2-point run was no good, made it 30-20. And just a little over a minute later, that's when the run you heard just moments ago, Sis from 45 yards, had the great block from Maxwell to spring him free at the 20-yard line, and that made it 36-20, no conversion. They did get the conversion on their last touchdown, a 10-yard run by Johnson, and Dallas broke a tackle right at the line of scrimmage and took it in, Sis with a 2-point conversion. Kennesaw elected really not to do much with the ball on their final minute and 45 seconds, and so that's where we are at the half. It is Axtell 44 and Kennesaw 20. Don't forget, we've got high school volleyball coming your way on Tuesday night. It's it for the regular season for us. Then it'll be into the postseason with sub-districts beginning on November the 4th, Monday night, 4th and 5th, the sub-districts. Then the districts will follow later that week. We will be in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils welcome in Axtell and Blue Hill for a triangular that will get underway at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. And then next Thursday, it is the opening day of the playoffs, Halloween day and night, October 31st, the C&D playoffs. 1 week from tonight, it will be Class A and B. Wherever Kearney High is at, that's the game that we will be following here on Classic Hits. Kearney going to be a very, very low seed. They're looking at 16, maybe 15, and if something crazy goes on, possibly a 14 seed, but not much better than that. And they will be on the road somewhere in Omaha or Lincoln. It would appear most likely in Omaha next Friday night, and we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits.
Excuse me there. What I like, you know, it's week eight. You crunch all the numbers. You try to find where the east-west divide line is. It takes up, you know, too much brain power. When the playoffs are here, you can just sit, look at the bracket. You say, all right, we can only have to worry about half these teams. We got this matchup, we got this matchup, we got this matchup, and then we're in Lincoln. So, you know, this week's crazy. You try to count, oh, we need help here, we need help here. Kennesaw needs this win. But once the playoffs start, Doug, all you got to do is look at your bracket and say, all right, here we go, and this is how we get to Lincoln, and let's go do it right now.
Well, let's take a look at some other halftime scores before we get ready for our third quarter. Brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Top of the hill by the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. In Class A, at the half, it's Kearney 35, North Platte 7. Grand Island and Lincoln High were tied at last check as they approach halftime. In Class B, it is York leading Aurora 6-0 at the half. Holdridge over Hastings 21-6. Lexington leading ninth-ranked McCook 13-9. When's the last time Lexington beat McCook? It would have to have been a long time ago, and they lead it 13-9. Right here, Beatrice is leading Crete by a score of 19-0, and Columbus leading Grand Island Northwest 48-13. Blue Hill at last check leading Wood River by a score of 21-0 in C2. And that's about all that we have right now as we have reached the end of our halftime report, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half action and a quick recap of the state cross country meet in a minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Mr. Sec, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
And welcome back here to Axtell. I did want to say congratulations to the state cross-country teams here today. Kennesaw finished eighth in Class D today, and they had a couple of medalists today. Lane Tibbs finished fifth place, I believe it was, for Lane here, as I get the right piece of paper. Lane Tibbs was fifth, and Jeremiah Ponick finished in 11th place today for Kennesaw at the state high school cross-country meet. Champions today, Class A boys went to Millard South. Class A girls today, your state champion was Lincoln Southwest. Kearney boys were eighth and girls were seventh. Class B boys, Scotts Bluff won it. Lexington was the runner-up. The girls, Pius, won it. Plattsmouth was the runner-up. Class C girls today, state champion again was SCOTUS. Cozad 6th, Adams Central 10th, and Gothenburg 11th. Class C boys, your champion today was in a close race, Class C boys. Of course, that's when your papers stick together. Milford, the winner over Mitchell. Cozad, fourth. Kearney Catholic was ninth. Crofton wins both the boys and girls in Class D, the eighth consecutive state championship for the Crofton girls. So congratulations to them. At the state cross country meet, Jeffrey, we're ready for the second half. What do we need to see here from Kennesaw?
They're going to get the ball here, and they need to get a score quickly. They're down three scores. Watch the onside kick here. Luckily, it's going to go deep, so they'll avoid that. But they need to get scoring and scoring quickly.
And Woodman has it at the 5. Nobody's there yet. 10-15, and he runs right into the only man that came through for Axtell. And making the tackle that time is Dallas Johnson. That was kind of a weird-looking return. I think Woodman was waiting to cut, and he didn't need to because there was nobody up the middle. And then all of a sudden, here comes Dallas Johnson appearing, and he makes the tackle at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, it was good to see Wyatt Woodman back. We weren't sure if maybe he was the injured player, and if he was, he's back and ready to go for the Kennesaw Blue Devils as they start their first drive of the second half.
I think Colton Blankenship might be the one that was dinged up. We'll find out. Hand it off over the left side, and they'll give the ball to Isaiah McChesney to start the second half.
Yeah, McChesney with his first carry of the second half. He had 14 in the first half, Doug. 14 carries, 122 yards for the big boy from Kennesaw.
Nice gain on first down, second and 7. It's just going to come up to maybe the line doing their job, pushing Axtell off the ball and running power football, try to wear them down. On second down and 7 for Kennesaw, quarterback is Keaton Harpham. He'll turn, hand it to McChesney again over the left side, finds a hole, gets to the 30, 35, out to the 38-yard line, and a first down for the Blue Devils. Again, only 17 kids suited tonight. And I believe that that was Colton Blankenship that was taken off the field. He was walking, but he was walking gingerly at halftime, getting some assistance from either some assistants or from his parents. And I do not see him standing over there on the sideline at the moment. On first down and 10, another running play off the left side, getting into Axtell territory at the 39-yard line. And they're just going to keep feeding McChesney here so far. First three plays of the third quarter have all been to number 11.
Yeah, and they're going to need him in the second half if they want to have any chance of coming back in this game and any chance of making the playoffs. Doug McChesney coming in, you know, doing a good job running the ball this season after the injury to Schnitzler.
Second down, call it 6 yards to go in Axtell territory. This time Harper on that quarterback keeper over the right side gets inside the 35. He stood up there by Evan Bertrand and brought down at about the 33. They'll mark it even farther down the field, closer to the 32, and that's enough for the first down.
Yeah, nice job getting the hit there by the Axtell defensive line. Excuse me. But nice job there by Harpham, getting about 2 yards after contact and the 2 yards he needed to move the chains.
Jeffrey, I want to point out to you this professional officiating crew. They never mark that ball where it has to be measured. First down and 10. And Kennesaw keeps clicking along here quickly out of the huddle. McChesney, a little counterplay off the right side. He's going to be brought down by Dylan Wells after a gain of 1. It'll be second down and 9. Ball at the 30-yard line of Axtell. 44-20. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Axtell has the lead.
You see a lot of refs nowadays, they just eye it. They don't even bring out the chains anymore. So they'll spot it where it's close enough, and they'll just say, move the chains, let's go. That's what they did 2 plays ago.
Second down and 9. Staying just out of that I formation. One-time shotgun of the quarterback. Kept it. They've got a new man in there, Tyler Long, running the football, and he is going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage. Maybe give him a half a yard to the 29, but he kept those legs churning. They just weren't going anywhere because he had 3 purple jerseys hanging on him, like August Fischel, along with Adam Lundeen to come in there and finish it off after he was initially hit, Dylan Wells.
Yeah, first carry there for Long, not much going. Nice hit by the Axtell defenders.
Call it 3rd down and 8. Kennesaw opening possession, second half, toss sweep, trying to find some running room. Getting into the secondary is McChesney, and McChesney gets his knee down by the linebacker. Again, that is Adam Lundeen as he gets to the 24, well short of the first down, and Kennesaw is going to have to convert 4th down again, 4th and 2 for the Blue Devils at the 24-yard line of Axtell. And it's hard to say that the game might be on the line here, but, boy, if they chew up 4 minutes on the opening possession and don't get a first down here and still down 24, it's going to be tough. So they'll line up in the I formation. Fake the handoff to the fullback. Option left side, and going all the way untouched is Keaton Harpham for a Kennesaw touchdown. That's as easy as it can get. 24 yards. They fake the fullback blast there with Jacob Ponich. He carried out the fake beautifully. And they did have the I back in Isaiah McChesney behind him like it was an option, but Harpham didn't even have to think about pitching that one. He got off the end, and there was nothing but green in front of him.
Yeah, I thought maybe they would have tried to go for a hard count there, but you know, they're expecting a quarterback sneak, so Harpham goes to the option to the left side, kept the option to keep it, and he kept it, and he went 24 yards for the score.
Just an important two-point conversion. And they're going to do the same thing on a naked bootleg. We've got a penalty flag, and he doesn't get in anyway. And this is going to be a hold on the Kennesaw Blue Devils. That'll be declined. The conversion is no good. And with 8:22 to go here in quarter number three, it is Axtell 44 and Kennesaw 26. We'll be back with more football right after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Happy Halloween. Nebraska Land National Bank invites you to trick-or-treat with us this year. On October 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m., we will host a free trunk-or-treat Halloween event at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Local businesses and organizations will be passing out candy, and hot dogs and hot cocoa will be available for a free will donation to the Nebraska Children's Home Society. Join us for a boo-tastic fun time.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Ball is in the air, taken at the 9-yard line by Dallas Johnson on the right hash. She's trying to go all the way to the left end, gets to the 15, the 16, and he'll be brought down there. And that's the best kick coverage we've seen from Kennesaw so far tonight. But Axtell also tried to run laterally instead of going up the field. And they'll take over with their first possession of the third quarter, leading at 44-26. 8:15 to go here in the third quarter of play. Axtell on top at home. Their final game, it would appear, no matter what the outcome tonight. Parker Siss, I formation, hands it to Klingsporn. Klingsporn is stood up and gets nowhere. It'll be second down and 10. And it just seems like they're trying on the Kennesaw side to play tough on that line and gut check time and all that kind of question your manhood at halftime thing. Let's go out. Let's get tough. Let's go get them. And that is what we're seeing from Kennesaw here to start the second half.
Yeah, because they only got if they don't win, they've only got this half. So it's go big or go home. Last game of the year, can't hold anything back.
I think the balloons. Thanks, Coach. what is we
watching
the water boy?
Yep.
Parker Siss is going to be sacked in the backfield here. He was trying to go with a backside screen, and there was nothing doing. As he is going to be sacked well back there. That's Colton Blankenship, so he's back. You got Blankenship in there. Who are we missing? Carson Woodman, I think, was who we were talking about. Not Wyatt Woodman. Carson Woodman. And I apologize if we flip-flopped the names there. But he is not in the ball game. He was taken out right before halftime. And not sure what the injury is, but it is Colton Blankenship that makes the sack. It's going to be a loss back to the 10-yard line. Loss of about 7. We'll call it 3rd and 17 here. Siss out of the shotgun, takes the three-step drop, throws it over the middle on the slant, and it's going to be a little bit underthrown, incomplete, trying to get it into the hands of Adam Lundeen. It would have been well short of the first down anyway. Would have needed to be a little higher pass, catch him in stride, run it out. But that one was underthrown, and we've got a penalty flag on the field here against Axtell, but this should be a simple decline on the hold, and that's exactly what it will be, and that'll bring up 4th down and 17 here for the Wildcats. Actually going to have to punt deep from their own side of the field here. I haven't seen this much tonight. They have one punt total in this football game, and that was from Kennesaw.
Perfect start for Kennesaw in the second half. They get take their first drive, get a score, force a three and out, and it's going to be a deep three and out. So the punt returner lined up at right at midfield, so they're going to get great field position on this next series.
Brant Runge, they were a little late getting out of the huddle. The snap goes over his head. And it's going to be a safety. And look at the kick. Look out, concession stand. It'll be a flag for an illegal kick, but it's still going to be a safety here, and that makes up a two-point conversion for Kennesaw, 44-28. They just rushed it a little bit. Bottom line there was a 5-yard penalty. Wasn't really going to hurt them, or they could have burned a timeout. But illegal touching will be the call. Illegal kick. Good job there by the officials to get that one. And a safety. And so now they'll have the free kick with 6:53 to go here in the third quarter, 44-28. And again, Runge did the right thing. That's what you do when you watch a little football on TV. You don't practice mm-hmm. that. You don't get taught that. You watch that. You got to watch a little bit of the sport you play, and you learn some things.
Yeah,
like
he kicks it. You want to pick it up, throw it out, because if you don't, if you pick it up, fumble it, you maybe let Kennesaw recover it, and instead of a 2-point swing, it's actually a 6-point swing, and it gets Kennesaw kind of right back into the game. So smart play there by the Axtell punter, just getting rid of it. Giving up a 2-point conversion is all it was, basically. And so they're going to have to buckle down and try and hold Kennesaw here.
Brian Becker wants to know what his kids can do here. The free kick will take place from the 15-yard line, I do believe. And we're awaiting Axtell to get out on the football field here. Maybe farther back, maybe they're actually going to penalize for the illegal kick. And it looks like they're going to tee it up at the 10-yard line. That's exactly what's going to happen here. So there is a penalty for kicking the ball out of the end zone. And they are going to elect to punt the football and not put it on the tee. So Brant Runge ready to punt the free kick here. And waiting deep is going to be Wyatt Woodman. Boy, how many more injuries can one team have here than what they have for Kennesaw? Their leading tackler tonight, Carson Woodman, is out. Now the punt. It's a good spiraling kick. Picked up at the 31-yard line. Woodman out of the air, 35-40 up the middle. 35 of Axtell dragging Wildcats to the 30, and there's where he's going to be stood up and driven backward by six different Wildcats in on the tackle, including number 15, Brant Runge, the punter. Tyson Marsh was in there. Also off the bottom of the pile, Garrett Miller. But after the safety, Kennesaw is going to get a good return on the free kick to the Axtell 30-yard line. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Axtell 44 and Kennesaw 28 here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns with you on this Friday night. Chance to grab the momentum here for the Blue Devils. They'll turn and give it to McChesney, right side. He'll work his way up to the 26-yard line and be driven down there by number 30, Evan Bertrand. And Fischel was in there as well. Starting to hear the name of August here in this second quarter, or second half.
Already his 20th carry there for McChesney. Well over 150 yards. They're going to need some more out of him.
He's got couple of nice touchdown runs in this football game, or long runs at least. Unbalanced line to the right side, so they want to run it left. Harpham is bottled up, so he just dives forward, and falling on him will be the sophomore Sturgis Hansen at the 24-yard line. That was kind of the same play they just ran the touchdown on, but Axtell had that left offensive end, right defensive end stood up. And so there was no way for Harpham to get to the outside, so he decided, I'll just run it back over center. And that's where big number 9-2 Sturgis Hansen was waiting. Third down, 4 yards to go here at the 24-yard line of Axtell. Not a lot of fancy calls here in the second half so far for Kennesaw. McChesney, right side, follows the block of his quarterback, Harpham, and has the first down inside the 20 at the 19, a 5-yard gain, and move the chains. It's nothing fancy here, Jeff, and I think this is what happened, and we talked about it right when it happened in the first quarter. Kennesaw was down 14-0 with 23 seconds gone in the first quarter. And I think they panicked a little bit. They got away from their game plan, which was to kind of power it up and run over Axtell. And now they are starting to use that game plan here and getting back in a game. Down 44-28. First and 10 at the 19. Now they'll go out of that shotgun with both running backs flanking him at all times. And they'll come right through, and nowhere to go for Harpham. Nice tackle that time by Colton Maxwell. No gain on the play. In fact, they'll lose a yard. We'll call it second down and 11. Kennesaw now has to do something different out of that formation, Jeff, because every time that they have run shotgun, it's simply Harpham keeping it, and he gets up holding his arm here a little bit. He might have got a stinger there on the elbow.
Yeah, he took a shot, and he laid there for about a couple of seconds there. Definitely going to feel that one. He's kind of just dangling it right now. We'll see if it's going to affect his ability to run. Probably just want to hand this one off.
Second down and 11. And Harpham will give it to McChesney. Tries the left side. They wrap him up around the legs, and he'll get a couple. Ooh, and he's bent over backwards dangerously there. That is a bad, bad tackle there. Not a bad tackle by Axtell, but the way that leg and McChesney, he's feeling it. He's getting up and trying to walk it off. But that's that stuff you don't want to see on TV ever. And you see it here live and in person where he got stood up and all of his momentum was going the wrong way. One leg just buckles right up under him. You can get hurt a knee big time there. A gain of three. It'll be 3rd and 8. At the 18-yard line, fake the handoff. Harpum wants to pass. Tight end is wide open into the end zone. An easy pitch and catch for a Kennesaw touchdown. Colton Blankenship to cut it to 44-34. And a two-point conversion away from making it an 8-point game. Harpum on the money again.
Yeah, wide open. Blankenship just ran the route. We wondered, the shoulder, would it affect Harpum? Kind of perfect play action pass, and Blankenship just wide open. All he had to do was make the catch. Made it, 17 yards out, and Kennesaw with another score here in the second half.
3:51 to go in the third quarter, two-point conversion. It's going to be a quarterback keeper around the right end. Walking in untouched will be Harpum after the fake fullback dive, and we've got ourselves an 8-point football game again. 3:51 to go in the third quarter. It's Axtell 44 and Kennesaw 36 on Classic Hits.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Well, taking advantage of getting the ball first in the second half, Kennesaw, a 24-yard touchdown run from Harpum. Then they get the safety as the snap goes over Brant Runge's head. Then a good return on the free kick and an 18-yard pass to Blankenship. And they've outscored Axtell 16-0. Then the kickoff is fumbled. The ball is loose. Kennesaw trying to dive on it. There is a gang fight for it. And Kennesaw has it at the 24-yard line of Axtell. Another troubled fumble on the kick. And the ball recovered by the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
Yeah, nice job by Brad Kennesaw getting their first turnover of the game. You know, the second half has just been dominated by them. They scored on their opening possession, then held a three and out, got a safety out of it. Then their next drive, they scored again, 17-yard pass to Blankenship. And then on the ensuing kickoff, gets a huge break on the fumble. They're going to have a short field here.
Did not see exactly who covered that. There was about five guys on the bottom of that pile. 1st and 10, Kennesaw, fullback, Ponich. Ponich is going to make it to the 20-yard line. And he's going to get 4 on the first play. He is just a stopgap, give it to him to keep the Axtell defense honest. And he's able to pick up 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 6 yards to go. But a chance here to get things tied up before the fourth quarter. Axtell had to feel good about the cushion they had at the half, but they haven't been able to really keep the ball much. One possession here in quarter number 3. So time of possession against them big time. 2nd and 6 out of the I formation. Harpum. Fullback Ponich again, nice hole inside the 15, keeps the legs churning down to the 10 before he is brought down by Brant Runge, and it's going to be 1st and goal for Kennesaw just inside the 10.
Yeah, nice job there by Ponich, the fullback, just carrying a couple of Axtell defenders with him on the nice trap play there up the middle. Got 10 yards, and they're in the KCIH red zone, and they got 1st and goal.
Again, when you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Kearney and Hastings, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. 1st and goal at the 9. Handoff, McChesney, left side, gets through one man, gets through two, and brought down at the 4. 2nd down and goal. Again, the Case IH red zone. Be sure to see your Case IH dealer, Fairbanks International, Kearney, or Hastings. They'll mark it actually right on the 5, so 2nd and goal at the 5. 2:45 and counting to go in the third quarter. It is Axtell 44, Kennesaw 36. It's been a shootout tonight. We had 30 points on the board in less than 4 minutes in the first 4 minutes of this ball game. 2nd and goal at the 5. Ball on the far hash, stay out of the I formation. Harpum gives it to McChesney up the middle, runs into some contact. It is drilled down at the 3. couple of purple jerseys making sure that he goes no farther, including Colton Maxwell firing through there from his safety position. It'll be third down and goal at the two. So after that initial burst of speed, he was stood straight up.
Yeah, third and goal here from the two. They got two cracks at it. I expect probably one for Ponick and one for McChesney if they don't get it here. Kennesaw needs it.
They're going to go to that shotgun formation. Let's see if Harpum tries to follow his blockers. He does. He's going to be hit in the backfield. He'll be short. It'll be fourth down. Coming through there is Dylan Wells to make the tackle. Fourth and goal from just inside the two-yard line. We'll say it's still fourth and goal at the two. And Axtell needs to find a way to make a stop here because nothing's really been going their way in the third quarter.
Surprised they didn't go to Ponick there. The fullback had a nice drive. When they're in that shotgun, you had said earlier that's all they do is keep it with Harpum. Axtell knew it, so they just kind of closed in on him, keyed on him, and lost a one. So now fourth down and goal.
Fourth and goal at the two. They're actually going to split the backs for the first time tonight. And it's going to be a quarterback sneak up the middle, and it is not going to happen. Axtell able to stand him up, and then coming through to make the tackle is Evan Bertrand. And Axtell comes up with a goal line stand and will take over at their own two-yard line, leading at 44-36 with 1:08 to go third quarter here on KKPR.
Just couldn't get any line surge. He just got the ball, tried to quarterback sneak, just kind of ran into his own guy, couldn't get anything going, and then a beautiful hit. And just drove him to the ground. Loss of a yard there for Axtell. Turnover on downs. Got to be careful here, though. You're on your own two-yard line here.
Fullback is Maxwell. Klingsporn is the I-back. They just had a safety, and so Sis is going to sneak it forward for a yard and a half. Get it out to about the 3.5, 4-yard line. Try to keep it safe here. Keep that clock running with a minute to go in the third quarter. Well, again, all the points here in the third quarter have come from Kennesaw. About a 3.5-minute drive to start the third quarter. 24-yard run from Harpum on fourth down. Then a safety and an 18-yard pass from Harpum to Colton Blankenship. It is second down and 8 at their own 4. Sis, long count. Pitch play right side, Klingsporn. And before we can get things going, we're going to have a penalty flag. I think the back took off a little early, and we're going to get an illegal procedure, which is our first illegal procedure penalty tonight. And that'll back him up half the distance to the goal, so they'll be back at about the 2, second down and 10.
Yeah, Kennesaw was going to bring the blitz. Shergeier was just keying in that A-gap, just waiting for the snap, and looked like he was going to get there, but the false start's going to back up half the distance to the goal for Axtell, getting dangerously close to their goal line.
Sis sets him down again on second down and 10. Parker turns. He's going to hand it to the fullback off the right side, Maxwell, and there is nowhere to go. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe even lost a half a yard. And then after the whistles blow, as they're trying to kind of unload here, the running back gets spun out of there. But Kennesaw was trying so hard to throw him backwards, and the whistle blew, and kind of the running back quit running, and he lost all the momentum. So might have looked a little worse than it actually was. Third down. And 10 yards to go as the third quarter comes to an end here at Axtell. It's the Wildcats 44, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 36. There is 12 minutes left of football left in the season, maybe for both teams. We'll find out when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
With Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back here at Axtell on now what is a chilly Friday night. We go to the fourth quarter, and it is 44-36 in favor of the Wildcats, but they are now backed up against their own goal line, third down and 10 at their own two after a goal line stop against Kennesaw. Kennesaw wants to bring everybody ready to blitz. They'll turn. They'll hand it off over the left side. Klingsporn's able to get out to about the five, and that'll be it. And now Axtell will have to boot it away out of their own end zone. Evan Uden off the bottom of the pile for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. So last time they snapped it over the head of Brent Runge. Truth be told, it wouldn't be the worst thing that happened here either, because then you could get that free kick, but then you're down to a six-point lead. So let's see what Kennesaw wants to do. Here's a good snap, no rush. Kick is away, line driver. It'll be taken. Well, did he touch it? It went past Woodman. There is no touch, and the ball's loose, and then he thought he touched it, so he dove on it all the way back at the 33. Let's see what the official said. He didn't touch it, or the beanbag would have come out from the official, and it will be Kennesaw football, but they lost about 15 yards of ground there by not catching that knuckleball. It was actually a perfect punt because it was very tough for Woodman to run up and try and catch that. So the punt ends up going from the 5 all the way back to about the 34-yard line. How about a 41-yard punt? No return, and Kennesaw trailing 44-36 with 11:16 to go in the game. Will start first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So a break there in special teams again for Axtell.
Yeah, and they're going to try and cash in this drive. Last time they were stopped at the 1-yard line.
First down and 10. Back to pass is Harpamit. Throws it out here in the flat. Try and go back to the man who caught the touchdown pass in Blankenship, but led him just a little too far, and it is incomplete. Second down.
Yeah, kind of expected a first down run. A lot of times you see that in the smaller schools. They went play action. They had Blankenship open, just kind of overthrew him, and incomplete. Second down.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on this final Friday night. Games that are key, and for the teams that Kennesaw has played, this is also big. A win gets them into that next level of playoff points, and so everybody that's played them is rooting for them tonight. Second down and 10. They'll hand it to McChesney over the right side. He just lowers his shoulder, runs into the pile, bounces off of it forward to the 39-yard line, a gain of 5. All he's doing is running hard, Jeff. There wasn't a whole lot of skill and dancing around there. And once he got hit, he flung forward for about 3 yards.
Yeah, McChesney early in the game, he had that big 45-yard touchdown run. Ever since, it's just been 3, 4, 5 at a pop, big hard runs. He's already up to 25 carries so far. So the big guy toting the rock for the Blue Devils.
Kennesaw has scored all 16 points in the second half. Third and 5. They'll give it to McChesney around the right side again. He'll find a little bit of room, jump over the pile, stretch the football, very close to the first down. Looks like he'll be just short into Axtell territory at the 37. It'll be 4th and 1 here for Kennesaw, and this will be no doubt go-for-it time because they went for it at their own 36 earlier in the football game. Came up short, so they have not been afraid to go for it on 4th down.
Last time they did the quarterback sneak up the middle with Harpum. Didn't quite get it. The goal line stance for Axtell. We'll see what the play call is this time.
They also ran that option. They'll come out of the shotgun. Harpum on 4th down. He's going to go straight ahead. He'll have the first down over the right side. Stretches the ball across the 35-yard line. And a chance to move the chains here for Kennesaw. And this is long football game. There's been a lot of plays in this game, and it's just finding out which lineman can make that key block on which side of the ball.
And it was another shotgun formation, so you kind of just knew it was going to be a quarterback keeper. But in a situation like that, you like to see him go under center because you got to run 5 yards just to pick up the first down, the 1 yard you need.
And he's able to follow his running backs who are out there making that extra block. That's why they've done that out of the shotgun. Harpum wants to throw, has plenty of time in the pocket, floats it out here for Woodman, and it is broken up. Stepping in front is going to be Evan Bertrand, who's able to knock that pass down. So Kennesaw went to the air again on 1st down, and Harpum got rocked when he threw it, and he needs some help getting up off the turf. And the longer the year and the later in the night, the colder that ground gets.
And the harder it hurts, the bruise feels worse. Actually, on that play, it was a nice play-action pass, and then McChesney went out in the wheel route. He was wide open. It just wasn't seen enough. The pressure got to Harpum early, so he let the ball go, and incomplete the pass was.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us. 2nd down and 10 at the 35 for Kennesaw. Toss sweep right side. McChesney, not anything. Gets a yard maybe Axtell's starting to guess and know what Kennesaw is doing here, and they've tried to mix it up a little bit with play-action pass on first down. Going to be third down and 9 for the Blue Devils, and that clock continues to run. We're down to 9 minutes to go. Axtell 44, Kennesaw 36. Axtell all their points in the first half, in fact, 30 of them in the first quarter. So Kennesaw's defense has gotten better as the game has moved along. Shotgun, back to pass, Harpum, and he's in pressure, and he is hit. And in there again is Maxwell to drive him down. Axel Castle was right there with him. It was like Castle shoved Maxwell into the quarterback, and Harpum is sacked back at their own 39-yard line. And it'll be fourth down and 16 after a loss of 7, and Kennesaw now will probably have to punt that football, and it'll be Tyler Long in there to do the chores.
Yeah, play action pass out of the shotgun formation kind of gave him a head fake and just didn't work out. Nobody could get over. Open, great coverage by Axtell, forcing the sack.
Axtell brought the pressure that time, and there was all kinds of problems. And too many men in the huddle for Kennesaw, so they tried to run Evan Uden off. Everybody saw it. That's a 5-yard penalty, and that'll make it fourth down and 21. Back the ball up to the Kennesaw 34-yard line. And again, the wind that we do have is blowing from the south to the north, though it's at the back of punter Tyler Long. Let's see if he can get that ball in the air back there for Axtell. It is Adam Lundeen to try and return the punt. Here's the snap. It's high. It's through his hands. Retreats to pick it up at the 15. Now he's running, and he is brought down at the 20-yard line. I thought he was going to slip through there and maybe be able to kick the ball, but each team has had a bad punt snap. It resulted in a safety for Kennesaw, and it might result in more points for Axtell as they'll take over first and 10 at the Blue Devil 20 with 8:01 to go and leading it by 8.
Yeah, you wanted to flip the field position there, trying to kick it over his head with that south wind, and it was just a high snap. Pressure got to the long snapper there, so unable to get the punt off, so it's a big loss, and Axtell takes over near the KSIH red zone.
And so first down and 10, they'll hand it off over the left side for a very short gain. The ball started at the 20-yard line there, it looks like. And it'll be a gain of 2 once they finally put it down. And it'll be second down and 8. Kennesaw once again has to find a way to keep Axtell shut down. I didn't know that they'd have to shut him out the whole half to catch him, but it looks like that's going to be the case. Second and 8 at the 18. Sis out of the I formation. Takes the snap, turns, hands it to his I back Klingsporn, who'll make it to the 16-yard line. Gang tackled there, wrapped up by Wyatt Woodman. Also some help in there from Isaiah McChesney. Third and 6 for Axtell. They've got their timeouts remaining. Both teams do. And running into play here will be Colton Maxwell. There's no doubt about it that Axtell has played their best football the last 3 games, and now a timeout will be called by Coach Brian Becker. Exactly 7 minutes to go in the game. It's Axtell 44, Kennesaw 36. It'll be 3rd and 6 for Axtell at the Blue Devils 16 when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors. From Fairbanks International, with 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, proud supporter of tonight's action. Crossroads Ford in Kearney. See them for your new or pre-owned vehicles online at crossroads-ford.com or stop into the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Axtell facing a 3rd and 6 at the Kennesaw 16. They'll go empty backfield, shotgun Sis. He wants to run it right up the middle, and he is going to be ankle tackled and hanging on there for dear life to save the first down is Dylan Sugar. Sugar able to step up there and bring him down after a gain of 2, and it's going to be 4th down at about 3.5 yards to go at the 14-yard line. And Axtell, if they had a kicker, they'd have been using him for extra points, and so this is go-for-it territory, and Dylan Wells will bring it in Sis has had a lot of success in the first half running the ball. And they go shotgun empty backfield again. Twins right, single left. Fourth and three. Back to pass Sis. Going to throw it underneath here, and it is complete at the six-yard line for a first down. Little comeback route into the hands of Adam Lundeen. Pretty well covered over there. But a nice, nice pass by Parker Sis, which might be enough to get them into the end zone again.
Yeah, it was a empty backfield, so you kind of knew it was going to be either a throw or Sis was going to try and beat him with the legs. Did a nice pump fake, found Lundeen there, got enough for the first down, got down, and made sure he had the catch. First down and goal for the Wildcats.
For all the scoring, this game has moved right along. Twins right, and they will send in motion that jet sweep. Quarterback keeper Sis hit the backfield, spins off that, then is stood up at the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. Good job there by Kennesaw to come in and not allow any yards on that play. Finishing things off was number 30, Chris Burris. Also in there was Jake Brunk. I think it was Brunk that hit him first, and then Burris finished it off. It's going to be no gain on the play. Second and goal at the six, and now you got to start worrying about the clock. If Axtell gets in, Kennesaw is going to be down two scores with less than 5 minutes to go. Five and a half remains. 44-36, Axtell, there has been no scoring in the fourth quarter. Again, shotgun formation, jet sweep this time with Maxwell. They give it to him on the handoff from left side. He'll get to the five, to the four, from right to left he went. That'll be brought down right there. Third down and goal. The tackle made by the defensive back, Keaton Harpham.
Yeah, just ran that jet sweep motion right to left, just tried to basically make it a track meet for the pylon, and a nice job by
pretty good spot there too, Jeff. It looked like he just got upended about the four. They'll give it to him at the three. Every yard means something here, but they're staying out of that shotgun with Sis. He'll take it. He'll run it off the left side. Parker gets across to the two, to the one, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. He just spun enough. You could tell when he was hit at the two that big spin move he made was going to get him right on the goal line, and he's in for his fourth rushing touchdown of the night. Parker Sis makes it 50-36.
Yeah, nice hard running guy. Hit initially, spun off. It looked like he might have been short, but he reached across the, broke the plane of the goal line and got the 6 points and goes up two scores, a big two scores with only 4:40 left in this game.
And the two-point conversion now. Parker Sis going to send out Dallas Johnson to the left side, Twins to the right. Johnson now in motion with the jet sweep. They will give it to him, and he'll walk in. Two-point conversion is good. Left to right on the jet sweep that time. And with 4:40 to go in this football game, it is Axtell 52 and Kennesaw 36. We're back after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
How do you not know you just scored in that end zone?
52-36 has Axtell ready to tee the ball up here. Kind of a fluke thing there. Axtell was going to tee it up and kick it the wrong way here. And so Kennesaw just ran to the other end. Now they've got it right. And let's see back there plenty of times tonight is Wyatt Woodman. Kennesaw needs a good return here. They've got to field this cleanly. And it's going to be kicked in the air and give Woodman a chance. He'll take it at the 9, up the middle of the 15. 20 follows a block, 25. He'll get to the 30. He just keeps churning until Axtell brings him down. There's no fancy moves. It's just straight ahead running to the 33-yard line. And that's where Kennesaw will take over. So a nice 24-yard return there for Wyatt Woodman. And Kennesaw now their season on the line. They have to win tonight to get into the playoffs, and they find themselves down 52-36 with 4:33 to go in the game. Kennesaw does have all their timeouts. So if they can just keep that pace moving like they have, maybe score here within the next 2 minutes, they'll have a chance. And they're going to go with two wideouts to the left side here, and Wyatt Woodman in the slot is McChesney out of the shotgun. Harpham, so it's passing time, and the underneath route is complete to Woodman at the 40, breaks a tackle 35, and he'll be finished off at the 32-yard line. Hanging on was Adam Lundeen, and coming over to help was going to be Evan Bertrand, whose name we have called in some key situations tonight. But a nice pickup, stops the clock, gives Kennesaw a chance to catch their breath. But when you do have to run over to the sideline to get the play all the time, especially in week 8 of the season, that can tend to be a problem. And when the reason they have to do that, this wasn't the starting quarterback at the beginning of the year. Harpham doing a good job tonight. First and 10, low snap, still back to pass, has time, throws over the middle, but overshoots his intended receiver in Woodman. And thinking that he had made the catch, Axtell went ahead and brought him to the ground on the tackle. Better to be safe than sorry. And again, that's Bertrand back there. So incomplete. Second down and 10 at the Axtell 33.
And Kennesaw's starting to throw the ball a little bit, and you could kind of see that Harpham is definitely just trying to find Woodman. So if you're Axtell, you might want to just sneak a safety over there, maybe do a little double coverage to let somebody else besides Woodman beat you on this passing pattern.
And they continue to put Woodman and McChesney out here to the left side of the formation. They leave Ponich in to block. Out of the shotgun, second and 10. Harpham straight back to pass. The lefty looks, has all day. Now throws a deep fly pattern for McChesney. Jump ball, and it's going to be tipped away. Just staying there, putting his hand out, knocking it away. Dylan Wells, nice play that time by Axtell. It was a high floating pass from the sophomore quarterback, Keaton Harpham. You got to keep that in mind, too, Jeff. Just a sophomore. This isn't a kid that can stand in the pocket and throw frozen ropes 30 yards down the field.
And the safety that time stayed with the end on the out route. And so we had single coverage over here, and this time Harpham decided to go for Chesney. Chesney on the sideline, tough pattern or tough throw to make there for Harpham. Falls incomplete.
Again, want to thank the fine folks here at Axtell for their hospitality and warmth in the press box, and Brad Nelson, the athletic director, as well. Third and 10, back to pass. Harpham has time. Throws it out here in the flat and overshoots the intended receiver in Chris Burr. So they did try to find somebody different. And give credit here to Axtell. They have done a good job in the secondary. They're not putting a lot of pressure on Harpham. They've elected to go with a three-man rush and play the pass. And now fourth down. After converting on the very first play, a first down on this series, three straight incomplete passes, 52-36 Axtell, 3:57 to go, and a key here that they don't burn a timeout. Just call your play and run it, because you can't afford to lose a timeout in this situation. And now they'll go man right, man left. There exactly it is. You see that so many times, high school football, that we talk about it. You want to make the right call, and sometimes you're a little late getting the play out there, and everybody's in a rush, and then you really do need to call the timeout so that they don't make the wrong play, and they need to convert here. They have to convert here. With 3:57 to go in the football game, it is 52-36 Axtell. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. While we have a break, let's go to the Valentino scoreboard. What do we have, Jeff? It looks like Kearney ready to go to 5-4.
Yeah, they're up 48-14 up there at Foster Field right now. And the game we've been keeping our eye on early, Grand Island was down to Lincoln High early. Now they're on top, 37-14. That's in the fourth quarter. And in the A5, the district title on the line right now, Lincoln East, 14-9 over Lincoln Southwest. That ball game is in the second quarter, so we're looking for an update there. Class B, locally, Holdridge is on top of Hastings, 27-6. And the B6 district on the line in Aurora tonight, York's winning that one, 26-14. So the Dukes looking to go to 8-1 on the year.
McCook, a 16-13 lead over Lexington. Columbus all over Northwest, 55-21. And now we're ready to go with fourth down for Kennesaw. Fourth and 10 at the Axtell 33-yard line, down 16. Harpham out of the shotgun. Three-step drop, has time, looks over the middle, and it's thrown behind the intended receiver, Chris Bursch, and incomplete. And it'll be a takeover on downs for Axtell.
Yeah, perfect defensive play there. They only rushed three again, and those three just got enough pressure on there. And great coverage there, just threw behind the receiver. The receiver was trying to get a flag from the referee. Obviously, there was no contact there. So a turnover on downs, and that might be the ball game. Axtell going to try and run out the clock here.
So Coach Brian Becker instructing his young sophomore quarterback, Parker Siss, on what to do. And what to do is to run it straight up the field or give it to Klingsporn and do the same thing. In fact, he's not even in the football game, it doesn't look like right now. They have changed it up, and it is Maxwell, the I-back. They'll give it to Colton off the left side. He'll get a couple, and obviously Kennesaw now trying to strip the football. He'll get up to the 34. It'll be second down. We'll see he only gained one, second and nine. Kennesaw has elected not to use their timeouts yet. They want to make sure that they will get a stop here. So the tendency is for the young high school team to get up there, run the play, and not watch that back judge on the five-second count. But I think they've been instructed to do that. Parker Siss sets them down here on second down and nine. There's the snap, pitch play to the near side. There's Klingsporn. He's got a hole, 40, 35, 30, and he's going to take it all the way to the end zone for the clinching touchdown. A 46-yard touchdown run makes it 58-36 Axtell, and Kennesaw had to gamble, Jeff, this late in the ball game, and they went outside on him, and Klingsporn takes it in.
Yeah, they had a couple of blitzers up the middle, and you could tell that they were just going to try and get the ball, strip the ball maybe, and Klingsporn just takes it on the right side, goes 46 yards for the score, and that should do it. That'll be the dagger in this game. Hopefully, we'll have to wait for the power points to see them set up. Kennesaw might have lost their season right there.
On the two-point conversion, Siss is under center. They are going to turn and hand it off. They will not get in for the two-point conversion. Brought into the football game was Rhett Anderberry to carry the football, and he did not get in. 3:09 to go in this football game. Axtell 58-36 over Kennesaw. We'll be back after this.
Golden Harvest Brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Airflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
Well, the game turned on a goal line stand by Axtell. Kennesaw had scored the first 16 points of the second half to close it to 44-36, and they had drove inside the five-yard line, went for it on fourth and goal at the two, of course, and the quarterback sneak absolutely went nowhere, and Axtell, since that point, has been able to take control of this football game and now leads it 58-36 after scoring the last two touchdowns. As Brent Runge ready to kick it away, and what a credit you got to give to these kids from Axtell. There was nothing to play for tonight, and they stepped up and played their best game of the year. And Kennesaw on the kick return will pick it up back at the 5-yard line. That's going to be Austin Anderson up to the 10, to the 15, and he'll be upended there. And doesn't take much for Coach Craig Schnitzler to get everybody in the ball game tonight when you suit 17 and you're down to 16 because of the injury that apparently occurred to Carson Woodman right before halftime, as we had not seen him in the second half. We mentioned there was a player being helped off the field at halftime, and that is who it is. So 3:03 to go. Kennesaw still trying to find a way to grind out some yards. They'll hand it off over the right side, get it out to about the 18-yard line. And I believe that might have been Long carrying the ball. Let's double-check. Yes, who it was, Tyler Long. And still hustling over there is Harpham, the sophomore. But again, you had Trevor Burr, senior, Preston and Austin Schnitzler, along with Zach Edwards, all injured coming into the game tonight. And very surprised that Axtell has played as well as they have without Cody Nickel in there. Give credit to Colton Maxwell for being one of the guys that has stepped up. Second down, Long again on the toss sweep right side, gets across the 25. He's going to work hard to get to the 20, or to across the 20 to the 24-yard line. And he is going to be just short of the first down. Make it third and two after the tackle by Anderberry. 2:10 to go, then the Misco Sports postgame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allowed us to bring you tonight's game. Harpham on third and two. Again, gives it to Long around the right side. Some good blocking will allow him to get the first down out to the 28 and stop the clock with 1:50 to go. But Man, you don't see this happen very often, Jeff, and you can tell the reasons why. Kennesaw probably a little overrated to start the year, considering what they lost a lot in Tyler Schnitzler last year, who now is at UNK. The way that they got beat in that playoff game wasn't the way they wanted their season to end. And then you could tell on opening night when Pleasanton played them closer than a lot of people thought that maybe all the pieces weren't in place. A lack of depth and then the injuries. And kind of the opposite for Axtell. They got a little healthier as the season went along, and the two teams met tonight. And Axtell going to end up winning this football game, and Kennesaw a little confused here before the snap. We'll have to burn a timeout. 1:28 remains in our game. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. It is Axtell 58 and Kennesaw 36. Let's take another look at some of those scores here. Brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Kearney 48, North Platte 20. That game in the fourth quarter. Grand Island leading Lincoln High 37-14. Holdridge leading Hastings 27-6. These are all in the fourth. York leading Aurora 26-14. Still 16-13. McCook leading Lexington. Then Columbus over Grand Island Northwest 55-21. Blue Hill leading Wood River 41-0. That game in the fourth quarter as well. McCool Junction blanking Franklin 44-0. All the scores and updates on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show after tonight's broadcast. First and 10, Kennesaw at their own 27-yard line. Handed off over the left side this time for Long. He'll drag people over the 30 to the 32. A gain of about four. We'll call it second down and six. As Kennesaw is content to give the ball to a couple of different kids and let this clock run out here as we are down to 1 minute left in the regular season. Second down and six out of the I formation again. Keaton Harpham turns. Going to keep it himself with a naked bootleg right side. Axtell is ready for it, and making the tackle is going to be Evan Bertrand. He had made that play work a couple of times tonight on the naked bootleg, but that time when he turned the corner, there were a couple of purple jerseys waiting for him. Gets three, it'll be third down and four, and Kennesaw, if they want to, only has to run one more play here tonight.
Yeah, nice job there by Axtell. Came with the wood there, still playing hard. Their season's about 1 minute left, so they want to keep playing for all 48 minutes.
Third and four. They'll give it to Long around the right side. Finds a hole, gets the first down across midfield, gets into Axtell territory all the way down to the 36-yard line. Nice 9-yard gain. Stops the clock with 18 seconds remaining. And if they would so choose, Kennesaw can run one more play. But both teams will be 2-6, and it'll definitely be a roll of the dice to see if either team makes it into the playoff picture when things come up tomorrow morning. Clock running, and this should be the last play of the night. Harpham out of the shotgun. They're going to actually snap it to Trent Long, and he wanted to pass the ball. They were trying for one more score, and he underthrew Sugar. And good job there by Axtell's August official. He wasn't fooled at all. He came right in, and he did not give Long any time to throw the ball. It was snapped to him. He got it in his hands to throw, and as he threw it, he was crunched. And the incomplete pass does stop the clock with 4 seconds remaining. Second down and 10 at the Axtell 36-yard line. And now back under center is Keaton Harpham. Gives it to Long, blasts up the middle. He's going to get four, and that is the end of the ball game. And Axtell finishes the season at home with a gutsy win here tonight. It's the Axtell Wildcats 58 and the Kennesaw Blue Devils 36. Axtell jumped out early. They were up 14-0, 23 seconds into the game. They returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, picked off the pass from Kennesaw on their first offensive play, and they never looked back. Although Kennesaw, down 8, had it 4th and goal at the 2 early in the 4th quarter with 8 minutes to go, didn't get in, and that was really the end of the night for the Blue Devils. 58-36. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Rosen, or visit us online at CrawlAgency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
And welcome back to Axtell High School, where we have finished out our portion of the 2013 football regular season, and it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show, keeping you geared up for the games for years, and will continue to do so from their storefront location at Ord. But they are making road trips, as they have done for years. They continue to do all over the state of Nebraska, especially in central Nebraska, taking care of the Lou Platte, the Fort Kearney, the Twin Valley, all the conferences that we are able to cover on a daily basis here on Classic Hits. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco Sports. Axtell, 58, and Kennesaw, 36. Before we go over to the statistics here with Jeff Babel, the scores tonight continue to update from around the area. Again, a heavy night in classes A and B, and we'll give you all the finals coming up a little bit later on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. But looks like there's really been no updates since we last talked about 5 minutes ago. A reminder that tomorrow on ESPN 1460, college football, Alabama-Tennessee at 2:30, followed by Game 3 of the World Series. And then we'll have Game 4 on Sunday, Game 5 on Monday. They all start at 7:07 between the Cardinals and the Red Sox. Husker football tomorrow, 6 a.m. pregame from Minneapolis. 11 o'clock kickoff as the Huskers play Minnesota on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And, of course, the game will also be televised on ESPN television. The football playoffs begin on Thursday. We'll have you covered in classes C and D, and then the Kearney High road trip 1 week from tonight to wherever their opponent is. We'll have Kearney Bearcat football for you as well 1 week from tonight. Volleyball Tuesday, we will see these two schools. Kennesaw will host Axtell and Blue Hill in the triangular beginning at 5 o'clock, and then the following Monday we will begin our sub-district play. We'll take one more break and be back with the final stats after this.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Goal. Fourth and goal at the two. They're actually going to split the backs for the first time tonight. And it's going to be a quarterback sneak up the middle, and it is not going to happen. Axtell able to stand him up, and then coming through to make the tackle is Evan Bertrand. And Axtell comes up with a goal line stand and will take over at their own two-yard line, leading at 44-36 with 1:08 to go, third quarter. And that was one of the big plays in this football game. Actually, I had mentioned it happened in the fourth quarter. It happened late in the third quarter. And after that, the Kennesaw offense was basically held in check and didn't get more than a couple of first downs. So when Kennesaw had a chance to go in and possibly tie this football game right at the end of the third quarter, Axtell made a defensive stand in a game that was full of offense, and they were able to put up the final points in this football game. The last 14, as a matter of fact, on a 3-yard run by Sis and a 46-yard run by Klingsporn, and win it by a score of 58-36. And with the numbers, let's turn it over to Jeff Babel.
Axtell wins this baby. They were led by their quarterback, Sis. 13 carries for 148 yards. He had four rushing touchdowns. Klingsporn, 15 carries for 74 yards and that touchdown as well. Maxwell came in, four carries for 4 yards. And Johnson, two carries for 11. He had that touchdown run as well. And he opened the scoring with that 78-yard kickoff return. Passing Sis was 3 of 5 for 46 yards. Very efficient. 237 total rushing yards for the Axtell Wildcats. 46 through the air for Sis. 383 total yards in this one. Kennesaw, try as they might, just came up short here. McChesney was their leading rusher. 27 carries, Doug, for 173 yards. He found the end zone one time. Harpham, the quarterback, carried it 19 times for 50 yards. A few sacks there might have ruined his average. Did find the end zone twice. Couldn't quite find that third down or that third touchdown late in that third quarter on that fourth and one. Ponche came in, six carries for 22 yards and long. Got some garbage yards, seven carries for 29 yards. Rushing the ball, total rushing yards for Kennesaw, 245. Harpham was 3 of 11 through the air, like about 4 or 5 straight incompletions there at the end of the game. So his completion percentage isn't where you want it to be. 70 yards, though, for him. Two of his three passes or pass completions did go for touchdowns. So nice job there by Harpham, just the young guy. 315 total yards for Kennesaw. So they just come up short in the yardage, and they came up short in this game. We're not sure if they're going to come up short in the playoff picture. That'll be yet to determine. We'll have to see what the scores come through. You'll get those scores next on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show.
And for Axtell, I mean, to finish the season, look at all the jubilation out there from the parents, the fans, the student body. They had taken their lumps, especially early in this season. We saw them on opening night against Pleasanton. They played good football. It's just that they didn't get off to a good start in that game, and we knew how young they were and still trying to find their way. And then we also knew the type of teams that they were going to have to play in the middle of the football season. Even the non-district games against the Bertrands and Medicine Valleys, who were both undefeated in the regular season last year, were two of their non-district games this year. Shelton, Lawrence Nelson, Amherst, and then they beat Wilcox Hildreth. So you knew after that Pleasanton game it was going to be tough to win any games outside of that Wilcox Hildreth game. And then they finish it off with a win tonight over Kennesaw, who made it to the state quarterfinals last year, and just coming back, taking their lumps, sticking with it, and winning the football game tonight by a score of 58-36. Kearney High also a winner tonight over North Platte coming up. We will send it back to the studios momentarily for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Also want to say congratulations to all the youngsters that did well today, including Kennesaw's boys at the state cross-country meet in Kearney, as Lane Tibbs and Mr. Ponich both brought home medals today, finishing 5th and 11th, and their team was 8th overall. So, Jeff, that's the end of the regular season. There's not much more to talk about tonight.
No, just, you know, it's the end of regular season for Axtell. They came out here. It was basically senior night for them. They played hard in front of their final crowd. You know, they didn't want to go out. This was playoff mode for them. If they weren't able to make the playoffs, they wanted to prevent somebody from doing so, and that's kind of what the coaching staff was talking about earlier today, and they did so with Kennesaw. Kennesaw right now, if you look at the PowerPoints with that loss, they're anywhere from 37.5 to 38.1, depending on some out-of-state scores we're going to still wait on. So right now, the cutoff right now would be Osceola at 38.14. So it looks like they're going to need a Clifton Clyde, Kansas win, and maybe a little bit more help from some of the other teams above them, like Bancroft, Sandhill, Sedford. So, you know, it does us no good here trying to figure it out. So, Kennesaw, a tough loss here. You're not eliminated yet, so you got to keep tuning to the radio, see what those other scores are, and hope you get in as a low seed. But once the playoffs start, anything can happen.
A game of big plays tonight. Here was the rundown of the touchdowns. 78, 30, 45, 38, then a 2, 36, 38, 45, a 10, 24, 18, a 3, and a 46-yarder. Throw a safety in there, and that is how we picked up a total of 94 total points tonight. And that is our Buffalo County Farm Bureau wrap-up, your high school sports wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau and Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy? It saves you money and gives you peace of mind knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of. Call today for a free quote, your Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Coming up next, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. For our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. See them before the games begin, because with a great selection to choose from, you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. The final score tonight, Axtell 58, Kennesaw 36. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.